6 a.m. Eastern.
It's one of the great fall traditions here in Iowa. It's time for high school football on KGYM. Presented by Hills Bank. Now, to get you ready for all of tonight's gridiron action, let's join Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director Scott Unash.
We welcome you in to week six of the high school football season as we come your way live from Kingston Stadium here on this picture-perfect Friday night. We get ready for a Metro showdown between longtime foes. It'll be unbeaten and number six-rated Cedar Rapids Kennedy taking on Cedar Rapids Washington. Hi, everyone. Scott Unash alongside Coach John Hegarty. Jeff Moss will join us on the sidelines as well, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Homecoming for Cedar Rapids Kennedy tonight. The Queens and King were
Queens
crowned.
Plural. You did hear that correctly.
That is correct. First time in Kennedy history they had a tie for the royalty on the Queen's side. And congratulations to Bobby Scott and Ella Poppenhagen, as they were the two Queens. And Jacob Green, the terrific cross-country runner, whose dad Mike is the golf coach at Kennedy, he was named the homecoming king a little bit earlier on after the sophomore game. That was won by the Kennedy Cougars by a score of 36-14. So we are set to go on a beautiful night, as we mentioned here at Kingston Stadium. Kennedy 5-0, Washington 0-5. Generally, we say throw those records out the window when you have a Metro battle like this, but we'll see how it all shakes out between a veteran team and a very young team.
Well, again, we have a beautiful night for football. Weather's gods have been very kind to us. But you're right, Scott. This is one of those matchups year in and year out that I have always looked forward to. These two teams, they always bring their best games for each other. And although the records are completely opposite, I still think we're going to probably have a pretty competitive game. I think the Washington Warriors are going to come out and play a very spirited game against a very, very good Kennedy Cougar team.
Well, and you got a Kennedy team in this football game that comes in, like you said, a very veteran group, a lot of seniors around this Kennedy football team, a lot of seniors that play big time roles. And for Washington, you've got we've said it all year. You've got sophomores in there. You got a few juniors. There's a freshman starting on the offensive line tonight for Cedar Rapids, Washington. I cannot recall the last time a freshman started in a 4A game, let alone on the offensive line, but that's where Washington is going right now, and they like their young kids.
And what you do is you just work with the people that you've got, and every night you go to practice and you coach them up. And we live in a day and age anymore, Scott, where I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it just shows you kind of how old school I am and how long it takes me to come around to the way things are today. But kids that are freshmen today, a lot of times, aren't the freshmen that we used to think of it. Sometimes they have the capability, along with a lot of sophomores, of stepping in and admirably filling that role on a varsity football team.
38th meeting between Kennedy and Washington, and going back, really, to 1971. First time these two teams played. That was a tie. There was a tie in this series. 26-1, the Warriors lead. How good has this series been the last 10? 5 Wash wins, 5 Kennedy wins. And there have been some dandies. There have been some playoff games. There have been some defensive battles. There have been some absolute shootouts in this. Like you said, we have had everything in this series over the last 10 to 15 years.
Absolutely. Both these teams have been to the state finals in the last 10 years. I mean, that shows you the caliber of these coaching staffs and their programs.
Indeed. And 1971, that was a tie at 21-21. Wash won the 1972 game 14-7, Kennedy's first win. They actually did not play for a little period from the early 70s into the 80s. Kennedy's first win came in 1988 when the Cougars beat the Warriors that night by a score of 26-0. You've got a Kennedy team coming off a dismantling of Davenport West, 64-0 over at Brady Street last Friday night. And you've got Washington on the other side of the coin. The Warriors had to host Bettendorf for their homecoming, fell 45-7 in that one. For Kennedy, they got the passing game going last week. Max White started airing things out. Talking with Brian White, we're going to hear from both coaches coming up in a little bit, and he said that, you know, it's a lot easier to pass on first and second down than it is in a third and 17 and a third and 20 situation.
Well, these are things that you learn. The wisdom comes of the game comes to you incrementally. Sometimes it's very slow, but that's the one area of the game that Kennedy has been, shall we say, a little bit lacking in. So if they can get that going, boy, watch out Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, and as far as Cedar Rapids, Washington is concerned, Henry Clymer still had a pretty good year. 64% completion percentage, 766 yards. A lot of the short passes, a lot of those little bubble screens that he's throwing to Mason Ward and Trent Strom and Carter Bell and Zaren Ross Carr and people like that. And that's the way Wash has moved the ball this year.
Well, that's been their absolutely their passing attack has been wonderful. He is a tremendous quarterback, second year starter here. He's only a junior, and he just continues to get better every time we see him. Looks so comfortable back there in his field general role, and I think as long as he can continue to find the quick release and find his targets, that they're going to be a threat to move the ball up and down the field.
High school football again tonight being presented by Hills Bank. Hills Bank, connection is here. Find out more at hillsbank.com. 19 locations throughout the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City corridor. 5 locations in the metro, Cedar Rapids and Marion. Of course, with intra-city teams going at it, both bands performing here tonight. The Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior Marching Band making their way out onto the field, and we're about 15 minutes or so away from getting things underway as far as the kickoff tonight is concerned. Used to be a little gentleman's agreement between Wash, Jeff, and Kennedy that you wouldn't schedule homecoming.
That's right.
But now we've got a homecoming game tonight.
Well, there's a lot of things anymore that convention has driven to the wayside, and I'm not so sure that's not necessarily a bad thing, and I'm not so sure it's a good thing, but it's just the age that we live in. And, you know, if you're Washington, maybe you take a little bit of a front to that, but that's just the way it is.
Yep, and so the Kennedy Cougars are celebrating homecoming here tonight. Of course, Class 4A, District 5 game tonight. The other two games in this district, it'll be Bettendorf hosting Burlington tonight.
Ouch.
And then Davenport West is at Davenport Central tonight at Brady Street.
Well, Burlington, they're going to have a very, very tough time with Bettendorf, to say the least. But this is an interesting district, Scott, and I think we'll probably talk about that later in the show.
Indeed. And, of course, you can't look by this one tonight. And I know Brian White has talked to his Kennedy Cougars about it, but a date with the Bettendorf Bulldogs is looming next Friday evening.
Right, a week from tonight. That should be, has all the earmarks of being a couple of the best teams in Eastern Iowa in 4A, lock and horns. And, of course, there's a lot on the line there. You say, well, the winner's still going to have a great record. They're still going to qualify for the playoffs. But there's a little difference this year with the district champion being the only automatic qualifier. So, yeah, you got to have a good RPI if you're going to be the runner-up.
Indeed. All right, we're going to hear from both coaches. Up first, Kennedy coach Brian White. Chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on tonight. His thoughts as Kennedy gets ready to tackle Cedar Rapids, Washington here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Back in the pregame show, Kennedy and Washington tonight at Kingston Stadium. Head coach Brian White of the Cougars joining me. And a great way to start the district last week and go on the road and do a lot of things well with some different circumstances.
Yeah, it was a little bit different last week. We had to bump the game up, fear of the rain, and, you know, we didn't get a drop down there. So it was nice, and, you know, we did some nice things that we were hoping to be able to do, move the ball a little bit, threw the ball quite a bit, and, you know, ran the ball well and played good defense. So it was a good night for us.
Yeah, threw the ball quite a bit, and just to put enough on the huddle to make people notice.
You know, we've been hearing a lot of grief from a lot of different areas over the last couple of weeks about, you know, not throwing the ball. But when you're averaging almost 12 yards a rush, it's kind of hard to decide to put it in the air when you can run for 12. So last week we decided to open up a little bit and, you know, threw for over 200 yards and, you know, just to show people we can.
Well, and one of those nice nights to get everybody a chance to play, get them all nice and happy and ready to go.
That's right. All our starters were out by halftime, and, you know, a lot of kids that work really hard during the week and don't get a chance to play a lot on Friday night got a lot of reps last week. And, you know, not only did that bode well for us for the rest of the season, but certainly going into next year, because a lot of juniors got some valuable playing time.
Yeah, and very key to get the district underway like that. And it's a Wash Kennedy game, and that means a whole lot, obviously. And it's an inner city game, so records don't mean a whole lot.
No, not really. And, you know, we tried to stress that to our kids, you know, all week that, you know, this is a rivalry game. They're going to come out. They're going to give us, you know, their best shot. And you know, I don't know if it's luck or not, but our parade got rained out, so we got a little extra practice time that night. So that helps out a little bit. So, you know, it's a big week for us. And, you know, one thing we focused on, and, you know, for us, this is our first of three championships. This is for the Metro Championship. And if we win tonight, we've beaten every Metro team. So this is a championship atmosphere for us tonight.
Right, and a chance to get better, too. And you can't look by this thing to what could lie ahead 7 days from now.
Absolutely not. We do need to get better, and there are several phases of the game that we need to get better at in order to have, you know, opportunities down the road. So, you know, all season we've taken this one game at a time, and tonight's no exception. And, you know, we're going to face a Warrior team that's going to be motivated. There's no doubt about it.
It is. And, of course, you and Mo and the staffs know each other very well. So, like I said, there'll be a wrinkle or two, but you know what they're going to do, and they know what you're going to do.
You know, the funny thing is he called me in the middle of the week this week.
That's very unusual.
It is. And he didn't even say hello to me. He just said, I want you to know this is the only time we're going to talk this week. It was just funny. We were talking about the JV game tomorrow. So, you know, it's funny, and it's all in good humor. And, you know, we're best friends after the game tonight. And you know, there's always a little bit of tension during the week.
Except when the Giants play the Cowboys, right?
Well, fortunately for me, the Cowboys are a little better than the Giants this year, so I got him a one-up there, too.
Well, what would you like to get accomplished tonight? What do you need to do, some of the goals?
You know, we need to be able to move the ball, you know, of course, on the ground, because that's what we do. But we want to be able to throw the ball again tonight, and we're going to put it up against probably some better DBs than maybe what we saw last week. And defensively, you know, all week we've stressed one series at a time, get a shutout every series. That's what we want. We don't, you know, at the end of the game, whatever it is, but every series we're on the field, we want to shut out.
All right, sounds good. And best of luck to the Cougars tonight.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Back with more Kingston right after this here on KGYM.
Hey, Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me in X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They'll take care of our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, deliver great-looking uniforms.
Call Cintas. Great plan.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Back in the pregame show, Wash and Kennedy going at it here tonight. Mo Blue, the head coach of the Washington Warriors, joining me. And Mo, rivalry game, Wash and Kennedy, and probably don't have to say a whole lot more as far as motivation is concerned.
No, the kids are jacked up for this one. It's one of those things. There's so much familiarity between the two programs, between guys going to middle school together, then they, you know, they go to school together till eighth grade, then they split off and go to Kent. They played Metro together, they played baseball together. So there's a lot. Their kids know their kids. Our coaches know their coaches. We've either coached together or known each other for so long. So there's a lot of familiarity there. So, but it's one of those things. It's not a hate rivalry. It's respectful, but it's like playing your brother. You want to beat your brother's tail, so we want to get after them. They want to get after us. So it usually makes for a pretty good game.
Yeah. Well, how about it? Tough one last week, obviously, but young team. Are they making strides?
Yeah, they've been making strides all along. Yeah, what we talked about tonight up at school before we left is I want them to show what we know they're capable of. No one's really seen it yet. So, you know, our focus tonight is playing to our best and letting everybody see what we've been seeing at practice. I mean, they practice well. They're a good group of kids. They work hard. They do what we need them to do. We just haven't had a whole lot of luck to start off the first 5 weeks. But they know they're frustrated. We're frustrated. Everybody's frustrated, but they know we're in it with them. And it's not us versus them being the players. It's all of us getting on the same page. And we're making strides. It's like you said, we're a young team. I don't like saying that because it sounds like an excuse, but it is what it is. But they're working. They're getting better. And we've been making strides defensively. We've been getting a little better and better every week, although sometimes the scoreboard hasn't shown it. But in terms of knowing what the job is, how to do the job, and how we play, we've been getting better. And offensively, we just got to get some cohesion going and some consistency. That's been our big bugaboo all year, is just doing things consistently. We do a lot of flashes, but not a lot of consistent flashes. So, you know, that's what we're really striving for, is just the consistency of it all.
And get 48 good minutes and move on.
Right, yeah. And that's always, we've been talking about that since day one, is, you know, we got to go hard for 48 minutes. Up at Dubuque Senior, we had a bad first quarter, but then we finished the game strong. But we got it. It wasn't 48 minutes, so that's what we've really been pushing. Is, you know, we got to play a 48-minute game, and tonight is no exception. I mean, their only loss is against the number one team in the state, and they had those guys on the ropes. So we're not talking about some slack unit. I mean, these guys are good. They're well coached. They play hard. They play with a little swagger. So if we're gonna deal with that, we got to come out, play with some enthusiasm, find a swagger, which we haven't found yet. And I know we got guys with swagger, but they can't be afraid to show it.
Yeah. Well, in a situation, you're in the back half of the season now, and maybe just kind of flush things in that first half and see what you can do in the last four games.
Exactly. Right now, we're playing a four-game season, and the other three games don't matter. This is the only one that matters tonight. So this is the start of the last four. We want to get off to a fast start and just play consistently and play well and play up to our potential.
And take care of the football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You always got to take care of the football. I mean, a game like this, turnovers will kill you. When you're playing an opportunistic defense like they have, we have to take care of the ball. But you also can't be afraid to take some chances every now and again. So, and I know we're going to take our shots. And when we take our shots and we have them, we can't miss.
Well, best of luck to the Warriors tonight.
Thank you.
Back with more after this right here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, the Washington Warrior Marching Band on the field, and we are going to join them as they are pointing to the east stands tonight to honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
national anthem performed by the Washington Marching Band here tonight as we get ready for the Warriors and the Kennedy Cougars going at it here this evening. And like we mentioned, a very, very nice evening for football. And as a matter of fact, we can throw it downstairs. Jeff Moss on the sidelines. No need for an umbrella. A little bit of a coat tonight. But I tell you what, the streak continues, I think, for you for the most part.
Hey, it is absolutely a perfect night for high school football. The calendar is flipped to October, and it feels like it tonight. 58 degrees here at game time. There's going to be a little bit of a slight breeze coming out of the southeast here tonight at kickoff, but that should die down as we go into the evening. Of course, rain is on the way, but not until tomorrow. That'll wreak havoc with the ball game in Ames and throughout the afternoon tomorrow. But no rain in the forecast tonight, and we'll chalk that up as a W tonight so far, gentlemen.
Yeah, it is, and Kennedy cannot look by this Washington football team, and the Warriors going to come out here. I know. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. John, like Brian White said, you can't play next week if you don't win this week.
Homecoming always produces a set of distractions that take players' minds somewhat away from the game. It doesn't matter how much you talk about it, Scott. It doesn't matter how much you prepare in anticipation of it. It just happens. And so I guarantee you that Brian White and his staff are going to be just a little bit nervous to see how the team comes out for Kennedy and responds. Now, if you're Mo Blue for Washington, you're thinking, hey, we've got a little bit of an opportunity because of that. Let's get out and get off to a quick start. And if we can get points on the scoreboard first, hey, let the chips fall where they may.
High school football here tonight presented by Hills Bank as the Kennedy Cougars out by just in front of the goal line in the north end zone with Nolan Jacobs holding the family plank, the 2x4 out there, and Washington in their tunnel in the southeast part of Kingston Stadium as the Cougars make their way out. And the Warriors will follow here on, like we mentioned, a very nice night for football here at Kingston Stadium in Cedar Rapids. We'll keep you updated on other scores throughout the night. We've got Linmar and West High going at it on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tonight as well. And for the Kennedy Cougars, Max White will be their quarterback. Caron Hendred, 727 yards and 10 touchdowns, the tailback. He'll be out there along with Max Drish, the fullback, Makai Harris, Jalen Cotton, and also Kennedy now with the services of Isaiah Malley after missing the first part of the season due to suspension. He is back, and he's going to get into the passing as well. Cody Fluhop, a tight end, but then that offensive line. A veteran Kennedy offensive line of Bean, Jacobs, Harmer, Bascom, and Colby going up against a young Wash unit.
You're right. That's where the biggest mismatch is tonight. And somehow Washington's got to find a way to get their young and inexperienced linemen to grow up. Unfortunately, they're going to be facing several Division I prospects across from them that are going to be just chomping at the bit to show the Warriors where all the experience that they've had can come to bear on them tonight.
Indeed. And for Washington, the Warriors, they're going to go with Sanders at left tackle tonight. Number 73, Devontae Sanders. He's a 265-pound senior. Sakura Mathis, the sophomore, moves over to left guard. Noah Allen, another sophomore, moves to center. Josh Gilbert moves to right guard, and getting his first start tonight is Dallin Gardner, 6'4", 260-pound ninth grader.
Ouch.
Tonight.
Tough way to start. First time on varsity.
And, yeah, he's going to get the start here this evening. Wash is going to get the ball first here tonight. Kennedy won the toss. They elected to defer. Cougars in their dark green home jerseys with the big gold numbers, the green helmets, and the black pants. Wash in their road white uniforms with the big red numbers, the red helmets, and the gray pants. As dropping back deep for the Warriors. On the near side will be Mason Ward. As Wash drops twin safeties back at about the 10-yard line to get the kickoff from Liam Way, the junior kicker for Kennedy. He'll kick it off from right to left, and we are underway. A high but a short kick comes down at about the 13-yard line to Pankey. Turns the corner to the 25-yard line, 30, and brought down by Packabear as he gets to the 31-yard line, and that's where Wash will have it, first down and 10. As the return goes for about 16 yards that time by Pankey. We mentioned the fact that Henry Clymer, the junior quarterback, 6'3", 180-pounder, had a good season. He'll be the signal caller. Wash will go a lot of four receivers. Riley Pankey out to the left side, Mason Ward to the right side, and it's going to be Lacey Tucker as the tailback, and right away, a motion penalty procedure on the big freshman right tackle for the Warriors, whose heart's got to be going at about 300 miles per hour right now.
Yes, it does. But he's going to get that first snap under his belt, and then everything will settle down.
Absolutely. That'll back Wash up five. It'll be first and 15 for the Warriors at the 26-yard line. Ball near side hash mark. Short drop. Clymer going to throw the quick out. It's caught over there. And making the catch for Washington was Strom. And Strom will get a short gain out of it. And that will make it second down and 8 after the gain of 2. And that's been Wash's offense, those quick patterns, those quick outs, two-step drops, get rid of the football. Kennedy three-man front. They'll hand it off to Tucker. It gets away from one, and then about a yard. C.J. Curry got him by the ankles and brought him down at about the 33, maybe the 34-yard line.
Yep, Sham Graham in there, clean up as well. And that's going to bring the nickel package in for the Kennedy defense.
Bartles, Ogletree will come in, all for Kennedy. And we'll give you the Cougar 3-5-3 defense coming up in a moment. Third down, long seven for Wash. Kennedy loves to blitz, and we'll see if they come here. Shotgun formation for Clymer from the 33-yard line. They're blitzing. He'll throw it up left side and overshot his man, Strom, incomplete. And that will be a three and out for Washington on their first set of plays here tonight. That Kennedy defense, Jacobs, Knox, and Garrett up front. Isaac Scott, C.J. Curry, the hybrids. Three linebackers, Jay Ostendorp, Cade Parker, Shamarion Graham, and then Brantley Koski, Harris, and Malley in the defensive backfield. Warriors will have to punt on their first drive of the ball game. And the punt, not a good one. And it's going to sail out of bounds on a hop from Sherman. And see what the official will mark it. Going to be at the 49-yard line. Why that not? Has been a bugaboo all
yes,
year.
Yes, it has. And we were hoping that we'd see some progress in that portion of the special teams. But not only was it not a high kick whatsoever, it wasn't very far, and it was immediately out of bounds at midfield.
First and 10, Kennedy. Max White, the quarterback. Caron Hendren, Max Drish, tailback and the fullback. With Jalen Cotton, Makai Harris, the two wideouts. And Bean up front for this Kennedy front five at that left tackle position. Connor Colby at that right tackle, the future Hawkeye. First and 10 at the 49-yard line. Shotgun snap to White. He's going to stop back to throw. Throws low. Caught Koski on the throwback screen. Blocker in front to the 40-yard line. Cuts it back 35 to the 30-yard line. And down into Warrior territory to the Wash 24. 27 yards on the throwback screen to Brantley Koski.
It wasn't quite a naked screen, but he did have Nolan Jacobs out in front of him there, but he was so quick after he caught that ball that he ran right past Jacobs. And that's an interesting way to start the game right there.
Gain of 27 and a Cougar first down. As Kennedy with a first and 10, near side hash mark. Shotgun snap, inside handoff to Hendren. Kicks it back to the right and a short gain of a couple before he was taken down. Josh Bliss, good linebacker in there for Washington.
Yeah, you're going to hear Josh Bliss's name called a lot tonight. The senior has led the team in tackles for 2 years here, and he's right up there on quick stats this year with definitely in the top 10, I believe, somewhere with total tackles.
Sullivan in there at that right guard position, and Connor Colby at that right tackle for the Cougars. Second down and 8, Wash on a blitz. Hand off Hendren up the middle to the 20-yard line and close to the 15. Takes it down to the 17-yard line as Hendren will go for about 6 more, making it a 3rd and short coming up for the Cougars.
Big push in there by number 75, Jameson Bean, who came off the ball low and hard. Great angle.
Harmer over the ball at center. For Kennedy on third down, a little more than 2 from the Wash in the red zone at the 18-yard line. White in the pistol, he's going to keep it. Coming to the right side, a little stutter move, and he's got the first down. Crosses a 15 to the 13-yard line, and that'll move the chains. First down on the gain of 5.
Well, if Brian White had any nightmares that his team would come out and sleepwalk through their first possession, yeah, those have been erased because his front green offensive line is just bulldozing the white jerseys backwards right now.
Gain of 5, first down as Cotton will come in with the play. 8:30 to play, first quarter, no score. 7th-rated Kennedy on the move on their first offensive possession of the evening. 3 receivers, they'll put Fluhop out to the far right side, Twins to the left. White gets a snap off the fake, back to throw. He's going to roll to the right, going to run to the 10-yard line, to the 5-yard line, cutting to the corner, and he's in. Touchdown, Kennedy. 13-yard keeper for Max White. Made something out of nothing, and Kennedy takes a 6-0 lead.
Just another example of why Max White reads blocks so well. And even when a play breaks apart and everybody's just kind of on their own, his improvisation and ability to make something out of nothing and then find somebody with the same color jersey on downfield and just kind of ride their hip, he's a tremendous vision.
Liam Way to try and attack on the extra point. Right-footed kicker. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way, and it's up and good. 8:08 to play here in the first quarter. Kennedy 7, Washington nothing. Back with a kickoff in a minute. This is high school football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM Sports.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
Don't you hate scrambling on the road when you're looking for a place to spend the night?
We all do. That's why when you travel for work, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham.
They've got everything you need to tackle the job, from free high-speed Wi-Fi to a spacious workspace right in your room.
Plus, their bright side breakfast comes with waffles, eggs, fruit, and meat.
Now, that's a game changer.
They've got over 900 locations so you can cover the gridiron.
And best of all, they're part of Wyndham Rewards, so those extra points really add up.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com.
Twin safety is dropping back for Washington. Pankey on the far side and Mason Ward on the near side. 7-0 Cougars. Liam Way to kick from right to left. And this one, sidewinding kick, going to go over Ward's head and through the end zone. And Wash will have this one at the 20-yard line. That wind blowing a little bit from the east, kind of across from the far stands to the near stands more than anything. And Wash will come out, first down and 10 for the Warriors. Heard Mo Blue talk about a 4-game season now in our pregame talk. And now Wash gonna go with a little wrinkle here. They've got big linemen out to the left, they got a big lineman to the right, and they're going to go out of the shotgun and throw it out there to Sherman, blocker in front, trying to turn the corner and couldn't get away from Nolan Jacobs. It'll go for about a yard. So there's a wrinkle that Mo Blue throws in there.
So let's see if we can describe this now. There is a center, and there are guards on either side of the center, but the tackles have been removed from the game in favor of triple receivers on left, triple receivers on the right.
Shotgun, same look. They'll throw it out the far side, and the catch is made, and diving ahead to the 29-yard line for Washington,
It's not going to shock me. Brian White is going to probably be getting a timeout here. I got to believe he is, Scott.
Was Bjornsson.
This is a wrinkle that you almost never see. And almost looks like eight-man with a couple of extra receivers on trips on both sides.
Third down and one, and here's your timeout taken by Kennedy.
And I'm surprised that it took him this long to do that. Some definite alignment issues. Even though they have the five linebackers to go along with the three secondary, they were not recognizing or adjusting to that. So Brian White out there right now, and he's very heatedly talking to his linebacking crew. It'll be interesting to see now what the defensive adjustment that they pull is. Maybe what they're going to do is just go to that nickel package and stay in it until the formation changes back for Washington.
Well, and these two coaches know each other so very well. Because what was the first thing that Brian White said in the interview we had with him? There are going to be some wrinkles that Coach Blue is going to throw at us tonight, and there's wrinkle number one.
Yeah, we didn't see it on the first possession for Washington, but boy, there it was. And everybody's eyeballs were popping out of their heads when they looked out there in the middle of the field and saw a center and two guards with no tackles.
Very true. So it will be Washington with a third and one, and now the left side of the Kennedy defensive line, Garrett jumped.
Hard count. We'll get that first down picked up for him.
Boy, and Wash is so good at that over the years.
Well, Henry Clymer, he's one of those typical savvy Wash quarterbacks. He's heady, cerebral, understands the big picture, and with those hard counts, they're brilliant at that.
Yes, they are. First and 10 after the mark off. And the inside handoff comes to the right side and turning the corner there for the Warriors to the 50-yard line, down the sideline, and inside the 30 is number 28. We don't have a 28 on the roster. Dwayne Hunt. Dwayne Hunt is number 28 as we find him here. And he goes for a big gain for Washington.
Boy, and does he know how to pick him up and lay him down. He blew past some pursuing green jerseys and left them standing in the dust.
So Dwayne Hunt goes for 38 and a Warrior first down. First and 10 Wash off the quick count. Clymer going to throw the out. Caught on the far side, 25 to the 20-yard line to the 15. And out of bounds over there is Max Bjornsson. And he's going to have another Wash first down. Right now, Washington is spreading Kennedy out.
Getting the ball outside of the hash marks and letting the one-on-one matchups develop.
Wash goes for the first down. First and 10 in the red zone. High shotgun snap off the fake. Clymer is going to take it himself and lowers the shoulder, gets inside the 15 and down to the 13-yard line for a pickup of three. And Cade Parker on the stop that time for the Kennedy defense.
I ran out of time there when I was describing Clymer. In addition to being very smart, he's tough. He knows how to take a hit, and he loves to run the ball.
Clymer going to throw the fade. Left side of the end zone caught, but out of bounds. Over there, outside the pylon on the left side, as the catch made over there by Carter Bell.
Had to be close to getting a foot down, but official right there had the best view in the house.
Yes, he did. And that will make it a third down coming up for Washington. Got to get points here if you're the Warriors. Got to get points. Third down and 7. Shotgun snap and a quarterback draw. Clymer starts right, cuts it back to the left. It brought down close to the first down, but a yard short.
So fourth down here. This is a very, very critical play in this game for Washington. And they are hurrying to the line of scrimmage.
They're going to go with a tight formation. And we're going to get a Wash timeout. Timeout Washington with 5:54 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second break and come right back. It's 7-0 Kennedy, but the Warriors on the move. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank right here on KGYM.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium. Warriors are going tempo, and they're spreading out this bigger Kennedy unit, and they're having success.
They really are. In this fourth down, with two to go, to pick up the first down inside the 10-yard line here, could be a big factor in the game if Kennedy shuts this down. It would be another big factor for Wash if they can get it.
Going back to that tackle out spread look. One setback, three linemen. Climber in the shotgun. Climber, long count, gets a snap, going to throw the out. Catch made at the 10-yard line, to the 5-yard line, and in for the touchdown for Washington for Bjornson.
I guess they got the first down, didn't they?
Third catch of the drive, and Wash within an extra point of tying it up.
Oh, is that a 7-yard reception?
Eight.
8-yard touchdown reception on the screen to the left side trips formation.
And the Warriors take it right down the field. Extra point try on the way. It is up and it is good. And we are 7-7. How about that with 5:47 to play here in the opening quarter?
Yeah, the Wash offense is coming up saying that was fun.
It really was. Jeff, we'll go down to you in the sideline. And, well, there's your wrinkle for tonight. A much different look. And, well, tackles going out as eligible receivers, and credit Mo Blue, right?
Well, he said it. We're going to throw some different things. I love it. That's outstanding. Throw a two tackles out there on both sides of a trip formation. It's just a great idea because it catches Kennedy off guard. Instead of having to deal with Cade Parker, Jay Ostendorf, and Sham Graham, three linebackers, you got Ostendorf on one side, trip formation out of the middle of the field. Graham's on the other side, and you just got to deal with Cade Parker and two linemen in the middle. It's outstanding, and they were able to move the ball up the middle a little bit. Just a great wrinkle by Washington to go down and get a much-needed score to even this thing up.
Yeah, 7-7 now.
And the fun thing about it is you've got this Warrior team that has not experienced a victory yet this year. And all week long in practice, they're saying, hey, we're just going to go. We've got nothing to lose. We're going to go have a great time with this. And I'm sure they came off the field and looked at their offensive coordinator, Jason Wood, and he said, I told you, fellas.
Koski and Caron Hendrick back to get the kick. As the approach in the high end over end, but short kick, Koski at the 14, going to hand it off to Hendren. He's going to the far side, trying to circle the wagons at the 20, and it's going nowhere as he gets to the 22-yard line. As not sure if that was the way it was called there by the special teams folks for Kennedy, but they tried a little handoff, but it wasn't really a reverse handoff. It was just a straight handoff. But the Cougars will have it at the 21-yard line in this 7-7 ball game. And it's been a wild one here so far tonight here at Kingston Stadium. Hendren will line up behind Drish. Offset eye, now they'll go back to the eye. White under center with a tight end to the left. They'll hand it off to Hendren. Coming to the left side, big hole, 25, cuts it back, 30, 35, he's to the 40. Far sideline to the 50, to the 40 of Washington, still on his feet. Cuts it back at the 20 and finally brought down at about the Warrior 10-yard line. 69-yard run for Caron Hendren.
We've seen this for 3 years in a row now. When he gets a crease and bounces it to the outside, he knows exactly what to do on that sideline, and there is nobody virtually that can catch him. A nice rundown from the far backside there by one of the safeties for Washington kept that from going to the house.
Ball right on the 10-yard line. It is first down and goal for the Cougars. Two receivers to the left side. They'll run it out of the eye. White back in the shotgun. Gets the snap, going to go short side on the keeper. Little stutter move. He'll reverse field, trying to cut back, and he's brought down on a shirt tail tackle after a gain of a yard by Sherman. Justin Sherman, the junior, 5'9", 180-pounder with a nice solo tech.
Yeah, Sherman was the beneficiary of Bliss, who gummed that up to the play side there, just made Max White, the quarterback, turn and run the other direction because there was a stone wall of red and white jerseys in the intended direction.
Second and goal, 4.5 to play, first quarter, 7-7 between Kennedy and Washington. Cotton to the left side, one receiver to the right. Tight formation, Wash showing blitz from the outside. Here they come, delay, right side, Hendren, and he's caught, thrown down. Noah Allen, another youngster, a sophomore, in there on the stop for a loss of a couple.
That was counter, Trey, and it was played perfectly by the side, the opposite side defensive lineman for Washington, Scott. They just basically got in the back hip pocket of the pulling guard and tackle, and they let it lead them to the play, and that's how they got that tackle in the backfield.
Third and goal, Kennedy at the 12. Going to be a loss of 3 that time for Hendren. Kennedy, wide side of the field to the left. Malley out there along with Kai Harris. In the shotgun, White gets a snap. He's back to throw. Loops the right side of the end zone. Koski over the shoulder catch. And touchdown, Kennedy. Got that. Feet in before the end line. What a catch off a nice throw by Max White.
Brantley Koski, I've said it almost every game we've called for the Cougars. He is clutch. You need a play, you go to Koski, he'll get it done for you.
13 yards on a big third down, and extra point try coming up by Liam Way for the Cougars. The junior kicker, good snap, hold, kick on its way, it's up and it is good. 3:29 to play here in the opening quarter, and we've had a lot of fireworks here so far. Kennedy 14 and Washington 7. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come back with a kickoff after this here on KGYM Sports.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Liam Way to kick it off for the Cougars, 14-7. Kennedy on top. The seventh-rated 4-1 Cougars, a high end-over-end kick, and Ward will have a shot at the 4. Mason coming to the left at the 10, tries to stop, reverse field, and got snowed under right there at the 10-yard line, and a late flag comes flying in from the back judge. And the tackle made by Ben Hager on special teams. And we'll see what the officials have to say. They marked the ball at the 12-yard line. That came in very, very late.
Well, there were a lot of green jerseys in on that tackle. And we're getting a personal foul on Kennedy.
That's going to be a 15-yarder.
A lot of extra explanation here and some hand gesturing that I'm not familiar with.
Still going to be a 15-yard mark off, though. It's going to take the ball to the 27-yard line. Prairie on top of Hempstead, 7-0. That is a first quarter score. That over at John Wall Memorial Field tonight. Brian White getting the explanation on the personal foul on the sideline. Well, Warriors are going to go back to those tackles in the passing lanes.
Why not?
First down, one setback. Climber in the gun, gets it. And the handoff up the middle to Hunt. Started up the middle, kick to the outside, flag down. Twists his way across the 30 to the 31, but hold everything. flag coming in on the left side of that Washington offensive line. Going to be a block in the back of the Warriors, illegal use of the hands.
So while we've got a second and they mark this off, Scott, let's maybe give a little further explanation of the formation that Washington is employing here. They actually have a lineman on either side of the center, and it looks to be their two tackles, although in that alignment they're technically guards. The normal tackles have been removed from the game, and two extra receivers have come in to replace what were the tackles. And so you've got triple receivers on one side, and now we've got quads on the other.
With two linemen out there. Shotgun snap, Clymer under pressure, and he's snowed under. Gets sacked, and coming in there to make the sack, Nolan Jacobs.
That is one strange formation there, Scott. That is almost a little bit like arena football meets eight-man somehow.
Well, that time, neither one worked. And it's going to be second down and 27 for Washington. They're going to go with the stack trip look to the right and to the left. And they'll keep it on the ground to Hunt. Starts up the middle, tries to kick it to the right, and brought down right at the line of scrimmage.
So those of you that have played defensive coordinator in previous lives, ask yourself this. How do you align your defense to combat this? I'll tell you what Kennedy is doing right now. They are putting three defensive backs on each trips. They are going cover one, so that they have a deep safety, and they are leaving Cade Parker alone in the middle linebacker Mike spot.
Third down, back to the original alignment. Here's the throwback receiver screen, caught on the far side at the 15, and up to about the 18-yard line. Cale Knox on the stop as a pass caught over there for the Warriors by Zarin Ross Carr, the junior receiver. Little bit of room as he goes for about eight.
But this is fun, Scott. It's making me look at the field like I haven't looked at it in a long time.
You're not seeing this on huddle. But it's going to end up with a Warrior punt. That penalty really messed Washington up. High snap brought down. Rush on. Sherman gets it away. Low end over end. Will take a bounce. Short kick, but gets a Warrior bounce to the 49-yard line. 31-yard punt that time for Sherman. Cougars get it back, minute 25 remaining here in the first, and Kennedy up 14-7.
Kennedy coach Brian White feeling a little bit better about the way his defense aligned and pursued the offense of Washington on that series.
First into the first quarter down in Iowa City, Trojans on top of Linmar 9-0. First down, Kennedy at the 49 of Wash. Here comes the blitz. Delayed handoff. Hendrick kicked it to the outside off the jump cut and gets about three to the 46-yard line. Tackled by Lacey Tucker, who's one of the hybrids for Wash. They also play that 3-5-3 defense. As we come up on a minute to play here in the game's first quarter.
Washington personnel issues very similar to the Jefferson team we described last night. A lot of guys that just don't come off the field very much.
Second down, 7. Could be the final play of the quarter. We'll see. Wide side of the field to the right. They'll go with the slot that way. Handoff, Hendred straight up. As the penalty flag flies, Hendred dives inside the 40. Would have a first down, but we'll see what this is about. And I think it's going to be on the Cougars. Might be an illegal formation.
It's just a false start, but quite an explanation going on by the line judge there with one of the Kennedy coaches.
So that'll back the Cougars up 5 and takes away a first down. He said in the pregame, we see everything when we have Wash Kennedy. And a great, great rivalry over the years. Second down and 12, back on the Kennedy side of the field at the 49-yard line. Receiver to the left, Cotton, one to the right. High formation, shotgun, White to throw. Has all day. White guns the middle of the field, crossing pattern, and is tipped and intercepted. Off the carom, coming up with a pick that time was Riley Martin, another sophomore. went right through the hands of the intended receiver and picked out of there by a Warrior. As Riley Martin gets the interception with 20 seconds to play here in the first. And that was crazy. Looked like the Kennedy receiver had it cradled in there. Not sure if Jeff had a good view of it or not. He was fairly close to it, and we'll go to him real quick after this play. As Wash will have it for the fourth time, Kennedy turns it over for the first time tonight. On first down, Clymer to throw. Rolls the pocket right, throws sideline, catch made, but Jornson along the sideline for a gain of 9. And Jeff, what'd you see down there?
Yeah, it was just a slant to Jalen Cotton. It went through his hands a little bit, hit him in the knee, and then Riley's just standing there. Just look what I found. The ball just ended up right in his lap, and the first turnover of the game goes the way of the Warriors.
All right. Final play of the quarter coming up, and swallowed in there was Jabari Dobbs, another sophomore. And Dobbs in there. Of course, big brother Johnny played. Pretty good running back for Wash a few years ago. As Nolan Jacobs in there on the stop, and that's going to take us to the end of a wild first quarter here at Kingston Stadium. After one, seventh rated Kennedy 14 and Washington 7. We'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
We start the second quarter, 14-7. Washington with a third down. They're going to throw it deep near sideline and overshot. The intended receiver incomplete. Going for Carter Bell. And there's Brantley Koski again on the defense for Kennedy, who's had a great first quarter.
Going to see a lot of those go patterns frequently tonight from Wash because they have had success to a multitude of receivers just running streaks straight down the sideline.
So Wash will have to punt it away after the turnover in this 14-7 game. As the Warriors will punt, line of scrimmage, the 42, make it the 43-yard line. Sherman gets a snap, gets it away. This one a better kick, a high floater, and a fair catch called for and made at about the 23-yard line. As that kick will go 34 yards. Well, the young Warriors hanging in here in the early portion of this football game.
Their coach, Mo Blue, said that they've been worked up and ready to play all week and want to flush the taste of that game from Bendorf out of their mouth last week. And I think that they've come out here in this early portion of this game, have a game plan. They're following their coaches, trusting the captain, and the captain's trusting the crew.
First and 10, Kennedy Cougars up 14-7. Ball on the 23-yard line. Straight eye behind White, turns, hands it off. Second back through Hendren. Tries to kick it outside and chased down from behind. Good defensive play over there for Washington, made by Lacey Tucker, that outside hybrid, for a loss of a yard.
Well, we've seen Lacey Tucker's prowess running the ball on offense, but he is very sure-footed and a solid tackler one-on-one when he's playing that hybrid position on defense.
Harris, Westmoreland, and Jamar Thurman up front. Tucker and Watson, the two inverts, Riley, Young, and Bliss, the linebackers. Inside handoff to Hendren. Little stutter move as he takes it across the 25, maybe to the 26-yard line. But it's going to be bring up a third down and long coming up for Kennedy. Strom, Pankey, and Sherman in the defensive backfield for the Washington Warriors. Third and a full eight now for Kennedy. 10:40 clock running, first half, 14-7 in favor of the Cougars. On this beautiful week six Friday night, high school football presented by Hills Bank. Connection is here. Third and eight from the near side hash, 25-yard line. Ive, and they'll keep it on the ground on the end around. Nikoski cuts it up. The numbers at the 30, and it's going to be about a yard shy of the first down at about the 32-yard line. Well, what do you do here? Fourth and a yard on your own 32. How confident are you in your offense?
He's pretty confident. They'll go for this.
It's a full yard as well.
This might be one of those where you just hand it off to big Cade Parker back there. Except he's not in the backfield, so that won't happen.
No, he is not. Slot to the right side for Kennedy. Fourth down and one. Long count, hard count by White, trying to draw him off. Down to three in the play clock, down to two, and a timeout. Warriors did not bite. And Kennedy will have to use a timeout with 9:40 to play here in the opening half. And I still don't see the punter coming in there, though.
No, but guess who Brian White, head coach, turned around and got to come over to the offensive huddle on the sideline?
You got your number 35 in there.
He turned over and said, Cade Parker, get in here. And that doesn't mean that they'll hand it off to him, but I think I would. We've seen that happen in previous games this year, and whenever that bull gets the ball, man, you better step aside because he's going to lay you out.
The future North Dakota State Bison. 14-0 now, Prairie on top of Hempstead. That in the second quarter.
Not going well for Wallert up in the Rock Bowl against Xavier, Scott. Very early in this game, and it's already 28-0, Saints.
Kennedy with the offense out there from their own 32 on a fourth down and a yard. Tight formation, three backs, White quarterback sneak, and he's got it. Kennedy just buckled up the chin strap, said, here we come. And White gets four to the 36-yard line. They'll move the chains for a first down.
So here's how they got that, okay? It was basically a sneak, but behind and pushing from the rear were Connor Colby, Cade Parker, and Mr. Ostendorp. That'll get you a first down, won't it, as long as you stay on your feet?
You got to think so. First down at the 36-yard line. Flew hop tight end to the left. They'll hand it off that way. Hendren reverses field. Nice move at the 40-yard line by Hendren and gets to the 43. He put a move on a Warrior at about the 40 that left him standing still.
Stutter step, shake, and bake, which was bit on hard and swallowed by a defender from Washington.
Gain of seven on that play. Second down and three. Cougars up 14-7. They'll send Malley to the left side. Kai Harris out to the right on this second down play. Down to six in the play clock. Blitz coming from Bliss. Handoff up the middle, busting through. This is Koski down the sideline to the 30-yard line, to the 20. Turns the afterburners on, and he's going to go for the touchdown.
57 yards, virtually untouched.
Brantley Koski snuck in there and got the 57-yard touchdown.
And that is the chance that you take when you blitz your middle linebacker. He ran right past the handoff, and there was nobody at home left there. Koski bounced it to the outside, went right down the Cougar sideline unmolested.
Austin Vanderzee to hold for Liam Way's extra point try. Good snap, placement made. The kick on its way, up and good. 8:22 to play here in the opening half. Kennedy 21, Washington 7. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back for the kickoff right after this as you're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM Sports.
When you're juggling multiple things just to get the job done, sometimes equipment on your work site sits idle or will be used for something else, like your skid steer being used as a bird bath or your excavator becoming a back scratcher. But idle equipment costs you and your work site time and money, which is why United Rentals is combining equipment, data, safety, and expertise to help your work site perform better. To learn more, visit unitedrentals.com.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium. 21-7 lead for the Kennedy Cougars. As Liam Way will get ready to kick it off to Mason Ward and Riley Pankey. Washington, we'll see them next Thursday night again. As I believe our final Thursday night or nighter of the year next week.
Hard to believe it's week 7 already next week.
Davenport Central will come to Kingston. As Way will get ready to kick it off from left to right. Here's the approach and the boot, high but short. And running up on it is Pankey at the 15. Coming to the right, tried to cut back at the 20 and didn't get there. Got to the 19-yard line. And the Warriors will put it in play right there.
Well, since the fireworks of the new formation, it's been nothing but a couple of punts here for Washington. So are they going to stick with it, or are they going to have another ace up their sleeve somehow that they can try and deal here from the table against Kennedy, who's up 21-7.
Warriors will send twins out to the left sides. Aaron Roskar, one of the receivers, the outside receiver, and we've got penalty flags and a false start on Washington.
Ball was snapped by the center, but nobody else moved.
Clymer turned and had nobody to hand it off to. That'll be a 5-yard mark off against Washington. And it'll make it first and 15. Again, Roskar and Pankey out to the near side. One receiver, Ward to the right. Out of the eye, short drop, Clymer gonna throw the quick out. Roskar with a catch at the 20 and taken down by Koski right there after a pickup of about 6. I say Brantley Koski, and then I say we're going to pick our Happy Joe's pizza player of the game coming up later on. Mr. Koski's a good nominee right now.
And I believe it would not be the first time he's won it if he did.
That is correct. Here comes the blitz, and the handoff, and Hunt is swallowed up. Right at the point of attack, Connor Colby was in there. Ostendorp also in there for the Cougars, along with Isaiah Malley.
Generally on second and long, in a passing situation with a passing team, a draw is a good call, but boy, that one just never had a chance to develop.
Kennedy with a little different personnel look right now in there for the Cougars. A little quicker, and they're going to go with kind of a Raider package, if you will, with two defensive linemen. Here comes the blitz. Everybody coming. Middle screen. It's caught by Hunt, but Cade Parker brings him down right there at the 17-yard line. I like the play call.
I do too.
But Kennedy was there.
You're talking about throwing it right into the teeth of one of the best Mike linebackers in the state.
And it'll be fourth down and 12, and another three and out by Washington. Under 7 to play here in the first half. And Justin Sherman needs a good punt right here. Kennedy will drop twins at about the 45-yard line. Snap back, gets it away. End over end, low kick. Not a particularly long one, but it'll take a wash bounce. Picked up by Koski at the 48. Splits defenders and gets back to the wash 48.
He took a chance picking that one up.
But he got 4 out of it.
Koski's fearless. He just is.
And Kennedy with 6:27 to play, up 21-7, will have the ball in Warrior territory.
Yep, second time tonight that they've started at the 49 of Wash.
So first down coming up for the Cougars of Kennedy. Rated number 7 in the state, 4-1, 1-0 in district play. They'll stack the eye. White will line up to the left side. Now they'll go offset eye to the right with Hendren. Hand off inside Hendren. Trying to get to the corner, caught by Bliss, and taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Trent Strom also there for Washington. And also in there for the Warriors, Marvin Hamilton, 6'1", 260-pound senior.
Boy, Bliss just grabbed a hold of him and had to ride him laterally for about 10 yards, grabbing onto cloth, trying any way he could to get him down before a second, third body came in there to help him finish. That just shows you how strong Hendren is.
Second down and 10 for Kennedy. Ball near hash at the Wash 49-yard line. Four-man front. Warriors showed blitz. Now they'll back it off. Down to 3 in the play clock. Shotgun snap. Inside handoff. Hendren, big hole, 40 to 35. Spinning at the 30-yard line to the 25-yard line. And down to the Wash 20-yard line on a pickup of 29.
Just a great lead block by the fullback, Max Drish. He knocked two different defenders for Washington backwards with the same block, Scott. Oh, my goodness. Drish took out some bodies.
Those Kennedy fullbacks over the years have been tremendous.
They're going to watch that on the huddle replay, and they'll replay it I don't know how many times because everybody's going to have such fun watching that.
Two receivers to the left, two to the right for Kennedy. On this first down, they send Koski in motion. He will get it on the jet sweep. Koski coming to the left, turns it up 15 to the 10, and Bulldog down with what should be a first and goal. Riley Martin on the stop, and it's a gain of 11 for Brantley Koski. And another plus play and a chunk play for the Cougars. And Kennedy tonight, 6 plays in double figures tonight.
Right, they're just ripping off massive chunks of yardage here.
First and goal, Kennedy at the 9. Connor Colby, the big right tackle, sets up shop. Wide side of the field that way, off the fake. Here's Hendren going to the short side, turns it up at the 5. And brought down right there. Going to say his knee actually touched at the 6-yard line. Kennedy with one timeout left. Still plenty of time, 4:24 and the clock running here in the first half. And now Kennedy's going to go with that jumbo package. Here comes Packabear, here comes Ostendorp, and here comes Cade Parker. And they'll go with that full house backfield. Ostendorp, Drish in front of Parker. Second and goal from the 6. Here's White on the keeper. White coming to the right. Cuts it back middle of the field at the 5-yard line to the end zone. Touchdown. Max White takes it in from 6 yards out. And he had a whole convoy there.
Max White's second rushing touchdown of the night to go along with a 13-yarder that started the scoring for the Cougars. Koski's got a couple. And boy, the offense for Kennedy is rolling, rolling, rolling now.
And helped by some good field position. Extra point try coming up here. It's on the way. It is good. It splits the uprights. 3:55 to play here in the first half. And now it's a Kennedy up 28-7 over Cedar Rapids, Washington. We'll take another 30-second break. Come back with the kickoff from Kingston after this. High school football presented by Hills Bank coming your way tonight here on KGYM.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Pankey and Ward will drop back to get another kickoff from Liam Way, and as Kennedy has put up their 4th touchdown, it's 28-7 in favor of the Cougars. And Way will get ready to kick it off here on Kennedy Homecoming. good crowd on hand, especially in the Cougar side. Not a bad showing on the Wash side as well. Way with the approach and the kick, end over end. Sidewinder to the 5-yard line to Ward, to the 10, Mason to the 15, little hole to the 20, to the 25, and brought down there. Well, they'll give him the 26-yard line. And the Warriors will have it right there, down 28-7.
Mason Ward, one of the more dangerous threats to go on any pass that comes out to him, but he really hasn't been targeted much tonight.
Not even at all, I don't believe.
Think he has a catch, does he?
No, he does not.
They need to try and get the ball in his hands. He's good for a touchdown just about every game.
Ward out to the right, trips to the left. Shotgun here for Wash on first down. Parker showing blitz for Kennedy. And now we got a stoppage and a timeout. Wash didn't have the right personnel in there. They're going to talk it over with 3:48 to play in the half. We'll talk to both coaches coming up at the halftime break of this one.
Be interesting to see what Brian White says about that little wrench that was thrown into the works here by Washington on their second series.
I think Kennedy's done a good job of countering that, though.
They really have.
And, boy, took a little. There's no whiteboard or chalkboard on the sideline, but man alive, you got to come up with some stuff really quick on the run and on the fly.
Interesting to know what he told the defense during that timeout that he took initially.
So the Warriors back out on the field. And here comes Kennedy.
Wash only had 10 players on the offense, by the way. That's why that timeout was called.
First and 10 Warriors. They've got 11 out there now. As shotgun to Clymer, looking to throw the out. A catch made by Carter Bell and picked up and thrown backwards by Koski as he gets to the 35, but it is a pickup of 9. Second catch of the night for Carter Bell. And 10 of 11 now for Henry Clymer.
Clymer just gets better every time we see him. That ball was thrown to a spot. The receiver was not there, but by the time the ball arrived, the receiver was there. And that takes a lot of skilled practice.
Second down and 1. Shotgun snap, back to throw. Clymer going to go deep down the sideline to Bell. Koski there. Stretches. Did he come up with it?
I think he did.
What an interception.
Boy, he had to lay out completely for that. And then tuck as he was cradling it in so as to make sure there was no doubt that he had picked up that cleanly off the ground.
My goodness. Brantley Koski with a circus catch on an interception. And Kennedy gets it right back with 3:04 to play here in the half.
If you're going to pick on a cornerback to run the go streak pattern on, Koski's not the guy. I'm sorry, but I think I'd go to the other side. I don't even know who's over there. It doesn't matter because it could be the most tremendous guy in the world. You just can't go one-on-one with Koski on those streaks.
Kennedy with the first down, up 28-7. Shotgun with Max White. He'll send Kai Harris in motion. They'll fake it to him. White in trouble, rolling to the right side, got a block. He'll run it, 35 to the 40-yard line, and Bliss took the ball away.
He did. He stripped that ball
he
out.
He did. Now, was he out of bounds? I think he was. They're going to say that White was out of bounds, but Bliss took the ball away. We have seen everything tonight. That's going to be a gain of 17. Jeff was down there in the sideline and had a good look at it. He was out of bounds, obviously, when the ball was stripped, right?
Yes, absolutely out of bounds, right in front of the official, too.
All right. Good play by Bliss, though. First down at the 43-yard line. Tied eye, handoff up the middle to Hendred. Hendred spinning. Ooh, and he got knocked down by Thurman. Jamar Thurman laid the wood to him at about the 48-yard line. But a pickup of 5 for Hendred. Hendred over 100 yards already tonight. 124 already for Caron Hendred. Second down. Called a long 4 here for the Cougars. 10 on the play clock, 2:20 in the big clock. White to throw. Scrambles, rolls to the left side, giving ground. Coming back to the right side, has blockers out there. To the Wash 40, cuts it back, spins to the 35. Jump cut down to the 31-yard line. On a gain of 20 on a busted play.
Well, we just keep seeing Max White make something out of nothing when plays disintegrate. He has this uncanny knack for changing direction, cutting back against the grain, going to the opposite side of the field, and then on that particular one, not only did he cut back and make everybody pursue at a hard course angle, but then he put a couple of spin moves on to get an extra 5 yards after contact.
Gain of 20, first and 10, Cougars at the Wash 31. Receiver left and right, handoff Hendred, off tackle to the left. A little opening, he cuts it back and dives ahead for about five down to the Wash 26-yard line. Simon Novak on the stop, 215-pound senior linebacker, and Kennedy's going to go tempo.
Jamison Bean and Max Drish put two blocks on that particular play that were just steamroller-like.
Second and five. Kennedy still with a timeout left. 1:11 to play. First half up 28-7. Here comes the blitz. Hands it off to Hendrick going to the short side. Tries to cut it back at the 25-yard line and gets close to the first down. And they'll stop the clock here. And I think it will be a first. Far side official I thought was pointing at first down, and it is. First down, Kennedy.
Kennedy immediately lined up, but they cannot start until the ball is spotted, which means that the chains have been set.
Now we're going to get a Wash defensive timeout here with 55 seconds to play in the half. As Mo Blue wants to talk with his defense.
Brian White immediately goes over to the line judge and has a few things that he wants to discuss about that. Not upset about anything, just looked like some clarification.
Maybe he wanted some time put back on the clock, but doesn't look like he's going to get it. And that's it for timeouts for Washington here in the first half.
Well, that's why they're coming right back to the line of scrimmage, and imagine they've got a couple of plays in mind as well for just such an occasion. The farther you get into the season, Scott, these are the types of things that you have the chance to work on in practice. And you talk about situational play calling, and what do we do if there's not time to communicate? Can we call two plays or just know what they are in a row? This is what this portion of the season allows for.
Cam Kelso in their right guard right now for Kennedy. From the 21-yard line, first and 10 off the fake. White throws short side, catch made by Drish on a little fullback drag route. He takes it out of bounds at the 14-yard line. That's an old Kennedy staple right there for seven. Three out of four now on the night for Max White passing. And it stops the clock with 49.8 to play here in the half.
And remember, they've got the 40-second clock too, so they've got a little more time than we're used to seeing.
Although the play clock down to 10. Malley out to the left. Kai Harris out to the right side. Five on the play clock, offset eye to the right. On second down, White rolling, throws, batted away, incomplete. Noah Allen on the block of the pass. And that will stop the clock with 45.3 to play. Third down and four for Kennedy. Allen got good penetration that time.
Somehow Noah Allen shot through a gap there, which has not been the norm tonight here, but he just swatted that pass down like a fly. That was pesky.
Third down, four. Kennedy needs the Wash 11-yard line. From the near side hash mark, White in the shotgun, gets the snap, back to throw. Now steps up, is going to run to the 10. Little move to the 5 and brought down there with a first and goal coming up. And let's see if Kennedy uses their final timeout. They have not indicated that as of yet. Clock does stop, though.
Chains do not have to set, though, because they're inside the 10.
Clock starts up. Kennedy with that timeout. First down at the 5-yard line. Hand off to Hendren. Hendren, little jitterbug move, and he gets in for the touchdown as it comes off that left side. First touchdown of the night, and the 11th of the year for Caron Hendren.
Fifth touchdown on the night here for Kennedy in six possessions, only marred by the interception on the third possession, but the third touchdown in a row here for the Cougars.
Way for the extra point try. Anderzee on the hold, good snap, placed down, kick on its way, and it is good, a line driver. Good hold there by Austin Vanderzee. We've got 26 seconds to play in the half, and Kennedy now up 35-7. So it looks a little bit more comfortable, although this was a 7-7 game at one point.
Well, that was nice clock management by Kennedy there. They never panicked. They knew exactly what they wanted to do. And even when a couple of the design plays fell apart, they still had the wherewithal to make something out of nothing, get positive yardage, and then, of course, the score, which was the most important thing.
And Kennedy will kick it off. Imagine we might see a squib kick here.
Absolutely.
And not give Washington any type of return. We'll see. And we'll hear from head coach Brian White coming up going into the halftime break with Jeff Moss.
Always fun hearing Coach White's comments because he just throws it out there and calls it the way it is and tells us exactly what it is that he's got on his mind.
Yeah, there's no sugarcoating. But
he always does it in a positive way.
As Way will approach, he will kick it deep. Kind of a sidewinder coming to Ward at the 5-yard line. Ward to the 10, coming to right, 15, 20, 25 and out of bounds. Knocked out at about the 26-yard line. Right at the 26-yard line. And that's where Wash will have it. Kennedy has had the upper hand in the field position battle too tonight.
You know what's been really refreshing about this first half, Scott?
What's that?
Not one injury.
Not so far.
Wasn't the case last night.
No, it was not. See what Wash elects to do. No timeouts from the 26. Climber in the gun. He's just going to hand it off to Hunt on the inside. Tries to cut it back and tumbled down right at the line of scrimmage. And that should take us to the end of the half. As we're down to 5 seconds, Wash will not run another play, and we will hit halftime. Both teams will head to the clubhouse as Kennedy up 35-7 here at the break. A big 21-0 quarter right there for the Cougars. Jeff Moss as head coach Brian White of Kennedy.
All right, coach, 35-7 here at halftime. I'm going to back up all the way to the first quarter. When Wash comes out and throws that wrinkle at you, what were you telling your defense to adjust to?
Well, we tried to get our overhang guys or our hybrids to get out over the top of number one on the sideline and get our inside backers inside that offensive lineman. And we just couldn't get them adjusted fast enough. And I'd already burnt one timeout. I really didn't want to burn another one. And then they got us down here on that because they got around the outside of our hybrid. We made the adjustment then on the sideline and kind of took care of it from there on out. So, you know, hopefully in the future we can adjust a little faster to stuff like that. That was disappointing, but I'm glad, you know, happy with how the kids reacted.
Brantley Koski had a first half.
He did, and, you know, he's electrifying. And, you know, luckily for us, we got a few of those kids on the offensive side of the ball.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you very much.
All right, Brian White, head coach of the Kennedy Cougars.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. 35-7 lead here at halftime for the Kennedy Cougars over the Washington Warriors. Take a 2-minute break. Come back. Talk halftime with you from Kingston right after this. As you're listening to High School Football, it is presented by Hills Bank right here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Kennedy marching band on the field here at halftime. 35-7 lead for the Cougars. Rated number 7 in the Gazette KGYM poll as they come in 4-1. Wash coming in at 0-5 into this one. It was a 7-7 game, though, early. Washington came out with that wrinkle of sending a going with a three-man offensive line, sending tackles out wide, helping out the little receiver screens out there. But Warriors scored a touchdown. Kennedy made an adjustment, and the Kennedy running game took over, and big plays.
I credit Washington's coaching staff for having a great game plan and having a way to come out and really make the Kennedy coaches scratch their heads and the players, and that was a whole lot of fun. I haven't seen anything quite that unique or innovative in high school football for a long, long time, Scott.
Yeah, it was fun, and but give Kennedy credit as well for making the adjustment to try to counteract that here at the halftime break. And took a while, but the Kennedy offense got going.
Well, there's a lot of experience, senior leadership on this Kennedy team, and you know they're not going to get frazzled easily. This is the same team that played right down to the bitter end with number one ranked West Des Moines Valley. I mean, these guys are proven. So for them to get that kind of wild card thrown their way, yeah, it was a little bit disconcerting for just a few plays, and that entire drive did yield a touchdown, which I'm sure they're not happy that they gave up. But as their coach said, they got it figured out and got their feet back planted firmly on the ground.
Kennedy band doing their performance here at the halftime break. We can take a look at the scoring in the first half. Kennedy on their first possession after a Washington punt scored from 51 yards out, a 2-minute, 25-second drive. Max White, a 13-yard run, the first of his two touchdowns in the first half of play, and that made it 7-0. But then Wash came out with the funky formation there, and the Warriors took it downfield and got a touchdown pass, an 8-yarder from Henry Clymer to Max Bjornsson. The extra point tied things at 7 halfway through the first quarter. But then it was all Kennedy after that as the Cougars scored on 4 out of 5 possessions in that first half. White to Koski on a 13-yard pass in the back of the end zone. That made it 14-7. Koski, a 57-yard run down the near sideline, made it 21-7. Max White on a short porch took it in from 6 yards out to make it 28-7. And then the final touchdown of the first half, Kennedy, on a three-minute drive, if you will. Cougars getting the last five from Caron Hendren, his first touchdown of the night to make it 35-7 here at halftime. Total yardage in the first half, Kennedy already with 337 yards at halftime to 104 at half for the Warriors. Kennedy, 290 on the ground. Kennedy came into this game averaging 285, which is third in Class 4A on the ground. They've already gone by that in one half.
You know, I want you to imagine as a coach the supreme feeling of confidence that you have going into a game knowing that every time you call a running play, you're probably going to average anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 yards a crack. I mean, that's got to be coaching fun, Scott.
Got it. Kennedy on the ground, Caron Hendren in the first half with 15 carries, 140 yards, and one touchdown. Brantley Koski, three carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown. Max White with eight carries, 75 yards. He's got two touchdowns. White, three out of five in the first half for 47 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. For the Cougars, 11 first downs for Kennedy, three penalties for 25 yards, one sack, and one turnover in the half. Washington, 104 total yards in the first half of play for the Warriors. 41 on the ground, 63 through the air. Henry Clymer, 10 of 12 for 63 yards and one touchdown and one interception in the first half of play. Bjornson has caught four for 38 and a touchdown. Ross Carr has caught two for 14. Carter Bell has caught two for 11. Hunt one and Sherman one as well. On the ground, Dwayne Hunt, four carries, 36 yards for Washington. Clymer has carried it three times for 6 yards in the first half of play. Washington, though, with only three first downs in the first half, three penalties for 24 yards. Third down conversions, Washington so far, they are 1 for 7 in the first half. Kennedy 1 of 2. Both teams 1 out of 1 on fourth down tries, and the time of possession in the first half. Kennedy 14 minutes 24 seconds to 9:36 for Washington in that first half.
Well, from those numbers, the one that sticks out to me, Scott, is the total yards for Washington. You said it was just over 100, I believe. And 80 of those came on the one drive, the second possession that Wash had where they scored their touchdown. So if you take that one possession away, the other five offensive possessions for Washington have only yielded a little over 20 yards total.
Yes, they have. Just about 20 yards, as you mentioned.
But that's just total domination defensively for Kennedy.
I'll say this, though. Since the last time we saw Washington, this is a better football team.
Oh, they've improved so much. And they don't look like they are going to succumb anytime soon to what I like to call the beaten dog syndrome. You know, woe is us. We've been being pounded on and we haven't won a game. There's none of that for Washington.
No.
And you credit the Washington staff for keeping those guys' heads held high and knowing that there's better days ahead. This is a very young team. We're talking about a lot of sophomores and juniors that are out here in key roles for Washington, and that is only going to serve to help them finish this season strong and then get on with better things in the next year and two.
Yep, and that's what the staff is hoping that they can have happen.
And the kids believe it.
Absolutely.
They're showing that they believe it.
Absolutely. Halftime is Kennedy with the 35-7 lead right now as they lead it over Cedar Rapids, Washington. And some of the other scores, of course, last night, the pair of games we had for you here on KGYM, as it was Cedar Falls knocking off Jeff, shutting him out 28-0, and Davenport North beating City High 43-19 last night. Sioux City East also with a big win last night for Coach Webb.
Brian Webb, former Jefferson coach.
Up there as they go to 5-1 on the year. Edco at halftime leading Lisbon 25-14. Third quarter, Wapsie Valley leading BCLUW 47-0. Halftime, Regina having a tussle tonight. The Regals 4-1, and they're going up against 4-1 South Hardin up in Eldora tonight. And it's a 16-7 lead Fourth quarter, no problems for Dyke New Hartford. 49-0 over East Marshall. Halftime, Wapello leading Wilton 7-6. Here's a close one at halftime. West Branch 28, North Cedar 21 at the halftime break. That'll make Jeff Linder happy. And Steve Dozer and other folks from Lincoln or Clarence Loudon.
West Branch has been having a tremendous season, so that's great for the Knights, right?
Correct. North Cedar Knights. Halftime. 4-1 Nevada leading unbeaten Benton Community 10-3.
Hello.
Over in the central part of the state. Benton's got a strange district in this two-year cycle. They play a lot of Central Iowa teams.
Yes, they do. Teams they're not necessarily familiar with on a consistent basis.
Gladbrook Rhinebeck, no problem. An eight-man leading Collins Maxwell 54-0 at half. Midland up in Maynard leading West Central 39-0 at the halftime break. Don Bosco, it's a Friday, 49-6 over Northwood Kinsett right now. Turkey Valley at halftime leading Lansing Key 24-0. Second quarter, North Scott over Liberty 7-3.
Big district game there.
A huge one over there. Halftime, the game that we have for you on our FMs. It's Iowa City West on top of Linmar 12-7. That at halftime down at Trojan Field. Prairie third quarter leading Hempstead 14-7 over at John Wall. Halftime at Vinton, it's West Marshall on top of Vinton Shelsburg 7-0. Number one Waukon at 2A, big over Olwine at half 30-0. Iowa Falls Alden leading New Hampton 12-0. Halftime, MFL Marmac leading Maquoketa Valley 14-8. And at halftime at the Rock Bowl, it's all Xavier 28-0. They lead Wallert, and Clear Creek Amana leading Clinton 36-0. That's in the second. Halftime, Washington, Iowa 20-7 over Solon.
My.
How about that?
Neither.
Now remember, Washington had the forfeit that
one
game. That's right.
They have not lost on the field yet, but they do have the 4-1 record. And so actually a battle of unbeatens with Washington and Solon had button heads tonight.
And also Pella leading South Tama 28-6. So those are some of the scores that we have for you at halftime. Don't forget the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up with Jeff Downing and Cast of Thousands after the ball game. As we'll have all the scores from around Eastern Iowa and the state of Iowa coming your
That's
way.
Right. Tune in because Jeff does a tremendous job, and he does have a Cast of Thousands. So many regulars that call in and have game reports. And my favorite personally is always the Randy Krejci summation from wherever Krejci has been.
Prairie tonight.
He's just got that singular way of recapping a game in a very short amount of time, but in a very Krejci-like manner that makes it fun to listen to.
Yes, and he's out of Prairie for Hempstead and Prairie coming up tonight. Next week, there are big games galore.
Yeah.
We got ours here. Kennedy hosting Bettendorf,
yes,
as the Cougars make their way out of the tunnel. Wash is out of the tunnel. And, by the way, a little tussle up in Epworth next week.
Oh, that's going to be a dandy.
We had last year's game.
You think the Bobcats have got any revenge on their mind over Xavier this year at their home?
You got to think so.
I got to think they will, too.
And that's a grass field up at Epworth. Keep that in mind.
That's right. And Xavier, who now is used to playing on the turf at the New Saints Field complex.
That is correct. Xavier's going to make two straight trips up to Dubuque County. And we'll see the Saints in a couple of weeks when they take on center point Urbana. And who knows, if all goes right, that might be a night where Xavier can clinch a playoff spot that evening.
Yes, going to be fun to see the Saints, though. And always fun to run into Dwayne Schulte again and get his take on the games. And he told us in preseason when we asked him, does this group have a little chip on their shoulder after having the ones that follow the back-to-back state champions? And he didn't candy coat that either. He said they absolutely have a chip on their shoulder.
Absolutely. Absolutely they do. And so next week, Thursday night, we'll be here for Davenport Central and these Washington Warriors. And then we will also have a South Gym game next week. Huge one now. Clear Creek Amana goes to Assumption to take on Davenport Assumption on Thursday night.
Yeah, Wade King's Knights, and that will be a dandy as well, because those two teams hungry to get some run, long run into the playoffs if they can.
Yeah, so that will be Thursday, and then on Friday night of next week, we will be here for Kennedy and Bettendorf. Looking forward to that one coming your way. And then next week, I want to say that our South Gym game will be down at Regina, but I'm going to have to double check that, as we will have for you, I believe, North Lynn and Regina going at it next Friday night. So really looking forward to both of those games.
Tailor made for a North and a South gym there.
Absolutely. And Coach Collum and the Lynx with only one loss on the year. So we shall see how that will play out. And yeah, I'm going to double check that schedule here and also get you some baseball scores. Jeff is down there with Mo Blue. I'm sorry, we forgot about you. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Hey, Mo, let's go back to the first half. First quarter, you come out on your second drive and you throw that wrinkle out there. It's what high school football is all about, throwing things out there, throwing caution to the wind, having a lot of fun. Talk about how your guys' group came up with that this week to throw that out there tonight.
That was the offensive coaches. Just we needed something a little different. And it's working pretty well. We just got to make sure we get the right checks. We got two or three checks out of it. We just got to make sure we see it and call the right thing. You know, otherwise, we just got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot offensively and defensively. We're not doing bad on the front side. They're hitting us on big runs, bouncing it back. So our backside pursuit has to do a little better job of, you know, being patient and not overplaying on the front side. They're doing a nice job running the ball. We're just doing it a little carelessly right now.
Coach, your team continues to improve as this season goes along. What's the biggest thing you want to see in this second half?
I just want to see them compete the second half. You know, see if we can fix the things we talked about at half and, you know, move forward. You know, we get a couple scores, we could maybe get right back in this thing. But we got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot right now.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Mo Blue, head coach of the Washington Warriors.
All right, Jeff, good job down there. And Mo happy with his Washington football team.
And well, they're young. You know, everything that's green grows. And, you know, it's like you always say, Scott, you got to take baby steps when you got a young program like that. And that's what they're doing. Staying positive, having fun, playing football.
And Kennedy's going to get the ball first here in the second half, as Kennedy leads at 35-7 here at the halftime break.
Speaking of the aforementioned Saints, they have upped their lead over the Golden Eagles now, 42-0 at the Rock Bowl in Dubuque.
Baseball going on. The Yankees now with a 6-4 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning over the Twins.
All home runs?
Could be. Washington has scored in the top of the first. They lead the Dodgers 1-0 out in Los Angeles. If you missed it earlier on today for the baseball games, Houston beat Tampa Bay 6-2 to take a one-game-to-none lead, and Atlanta shut out the Cardinals 3-0. That is tied at a game apiece. Warriors to kick. Angling to the near side, Koski will fake the handoff and keep it himself, coming to the left side, to the 20-yard line, to the 25, to the 30, down the sideline to the 40, and finally ridden down from behind at about the 45-yard line.
Koski on the return.
And that was a little bit more of a planned fake handoff there.
A little bit of razzle-dazzle there, as this time the handoff was faked and the keeper there by Koski ran all the way to the far side of the field and then went down the Warrior sideline right in front of the team.
All the way to the 47-yard line. And it will be first and 10, Kennedy. Max White, the quarterback for the Cougars. Bean, Jacobs, Harmer, Sullivan, and Colby up front. Fluhop, the tight end. Kai Harris, Jalen Cotton, the wideouts. Max Strish, the fullback. Kieron Hendred is the tailback. White in the shotgun, gets a snap. This is a keeper all the way, and corralled in the backfield and brought down, Simon Novak. He shot in from the far side there, John, and there was no chance for Max White, and that's a loss of 7.
Yeah, White couldn't turn and change field position like he is so often successful at. That's just a great individual effort by the entire offense or defensive line for Washington.
Listen to high school football tonight, presented by Hills Bank. You're on KGYM, 1600 AM, Cedar Rapids, KGYMradio.com, and the KGYM radio app. Second down at 17, handoff up to middle, Hendren, bust through, 45 to the 50, and brought down by Martin as he takes it into Wash territory, back to the Warrior 48.
Big hole on the right-hand side there, led by, again, Drish on the ISO block on a full or on a linebacker there, who he drove backwards 10 yards.
And Connor Colby, too, on that right side, along with Sullivan. Third down for Kennedy. Third down, inside handoff. They're going to let Drish run it. He's got a first down. He's loose to the 35, down the sideline to the 30.
Well, that's horse collar.
Finally taken down. They didn't call it, though.
Right in front of Jeff. Jeff, that's a horse collar, isn't it?
Close, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty close, but it really didn't stop him. He just kept kind of rolling through it and just kept the legs moving. That's a fullback right there. It doesn't matter where you grab
Fullbacks aren't going to complain, are they?
They don't complain about a thing, ever.
Gain of 26. I think Brian White's asking about that horse collar, too. So Kennedy with a first and 10 at the 22-yard line. White, out of the eye, straight handoff, Hendren, big hole, 15, runs over a Warrior at the 10, to the 5, still on his feet and out of bounds, nope, touchdown. He ran over Trent Strom, and he was not going to be denied.
That is highlight reel stuff, extraordinary.
Wow. 22 yards on the touchdown run for Caron Hendren.
He was just rolling over everybody that came up to try and put a solo tackle on him.
Swinging gate here for the Cougars, and if the extra point is successful,
continuous clock.
They're going to get the clock going. Here is the extra point try. Low snap, dug out, kick on its way. It is up, and it is good. And with 10:25 to play here in the third, it's now 28 unanswered. Make it 35 unanswered for the Cougars. They lead it 42-7. Back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to high school football here on KGYM.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Well, the continuous clock will fly here as Kennedy will kick off up 42-7 as the kick comes down to Mason Ward. Coming to the right side, trying to get to the corner, taken down at about the 25-yard line, 15 yards on that kickoff return. By the way, a hearty thank you to Kennedy Athletic Director Aaron Stecker.
Gets an assist.
Who tonight provided potato soup for us.
As well as cookies.
For the media.
And we're not just talking about a little bit. How many? You got two
big
different
crock pots.
Big crock pots full, and everybody enjoyed that.
Everyone. The media thanks Aaron for that tonight. Appreciate that. Back to that jumbo outside look, and they're going to run on the inside with Hunt and taken down immediately by Cade Parker. And right at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage. So the tackles are back to the outside.
And they're flipping both of them over to the wide side now.
Now they got four guys out there, and Clymer fakes. He's going to run as the out was covered, crosses the 30-yard line, and gets out to about the 31-yard line.
How often, Scott, do you get to see two big tackles line up outside of the hash marks on the snap?
They're going to move Garner to the other side, over to the right side now. Trips to the left, trips to the right, including a couple of linemen. Clymer to throw, and he's going to step up in the pocket. Everybody covered, flag down, and Clymer down after a gain of a couple. And hold everything. It's got to be tough for the officials, too. And it's going to be on Washington.
Tell you what it's got to be tough on is the center and the two guards who are used to having people flanking outside of them, but they're basically naked in there.
So a 10-yard holding penalty against Washington.
Imagine, if you will, being the quarterback behind those three guys and having a couple of blitzing linebackers dialing up.
Indeed.
Wow.
So Kennedy with three up front, and they're sending their hybrids out to get the bunch formation. They're going to go back to that normal look. Here's the out. Ross Carr with a catch, middle screen, 20, breaking tackles, 25, but going to be way short of the first down. Parker and Koski on the stop at the 28 after a pickup of 9. And another three and out, the fifth one of the night for the Washington offense. And the clock keeps moving here as we're down to 8:27 to play in the third quarter, and Kennedy up 42-7. Justin Sherman to punt. Kennedy will send twins back at the 38. Snap coming back, gets it away, and end over end, angling to the near side, and Koski again in traffic, picks it up at the last second, and gets back to the 40-yard line.
Koski has no fear. He just doesn't.
You like that?
I do, because how many times this year, Scott, have we seen teams that won't even attempt to go up and catch a ball in the air? They just stand there and watch it bounce, and then their offense has got to pick up another one or two first downs to get where they could if they just tried to pick up that ball. Koski understands the importance of field position.
First and 10 for the Cougars at their own 40-yard line, up 42-7. 7:45 clock rolling. Here's White, quick out, flew hop and the catch along the sideline and out of bounds. Trent Strom with a quick hit as he puts him out at about the 43-yard line. Flew hop's first catch of the night, and on the year his fifth catch. He's got one touchdown. Second down, we'll call it 7 after the pickup of 3. Wash with the four-man front, showing blitz on the outside. Shotgun snap. White will take it himself up the middle. Got hit at the 45 pretty hard and gets to the 46. Helped up in there by Tony Westmoreland, the sophomore. Tell you, nothing but sophomores we're calling here. ...42-7 Kennedy. And a third down. Kennedy, 2 out of 3 on the night. They've only had 3 third down tries. It's a third down and about 4. Long count, White, quarterback drop. Little move, and he got absolutely de-cleated by Jabari Dobbs. A yard short of the first down. What a hit by Dobbs.
Jabari Dobbs just took out his frustration that he had on Max White.
And guess what? He's a sophomore.
Yeah, these guys are, they're going through the school of hard knocks right now, but hang in there a year or two, Warrior fans.
49-yard line, shotgun. They're going to go for it on fourth down and 1. White gets a snap, takes it himself, coming to the left, trying to get to the corner, and dives, and it's going to be close.
Ooh, going to be an interesting spot.
Real close. Pankey got him, and they gave him a left-footed spot. Didn't get there. And Wash will have it with 5:42 to play here in the third on the hold. Good job by the Warrior defense.
Just gritty effort by the Warriors there.
They have not given up.
First time tonight, Wash is going to start inside Kennedy field position on Cougar 49.
Down 42-7, though, with 5.5 to play and a continuous clock in the third. Trips to the left side for Washington. And we've got movement, and I think we're going to get offside on Kennedy up front. Hard count got the Cougars to jump. And it will be offside Kennedy. Couple scores. Prairie, 9 minutes to play in the game. They've taken a 21-14 lead over Dubuque Hempstead. And Linmar, 14-12. Halfway through the third, they've come back to take the lead on West High. First and five. Couple pump fakes. Throw in the out is incomplete as Clymer tried to get it to Carter Bell. There's Koski on the coverage. And Kennedy is warming up Jonas Pingle, their backup quarterback.
Pingle getting the arm loosened up. He's getting the old wing ready. Something tells me there's not going to be a lot of passing when he comes in, but that's okay.
On second down and five, Clymer, quick pitch to the outside and is caught for a first down. Sham Graham on the stop, and it's going to be a pickup of 8 to Trent Strong. His first catch of the night.
Nice hitch pattern there. And the ball delivered right in front of the face mask there.
That's how you do it.
Just a beautiful pitch and catch.
First down Wash at the Kennedy 36-yard line. Three-man front, inside handoff to Hunt. Big hole, 30, pops it up the middle, 25, and brought down by Malley as he gets down to the 19-yard line. And a pickup of 17.
Now, this is where I tell those of you that aren't in the stands watching this game and listening from the comfort of your home or your car that there are a lot of fresh green jerseys in there on the defense for Kennedy right now.
But a few starters in there too. First down, and now we've got false start on Washington. As the Warriors will back up 5. Packabear is in there at a linebacker. Bartles is in there at a defensive end for Kennedy. Another defensive end is Bryce Rinkenberger, a senior. And Zari Washington in there as nose guard now. Clymer throws, slant caught, 15-yard line to the 10 and down to the 5-yard line is Strom. As that will go for 19. And a first and goal coming up for the Warriors. With 3:17 to play here in the third quarter. First and goal, Washington at the 5-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. On the delay, Clymer rolls to the left, off the fake, throws left side of the end zone, picked off Koski, and look out. He might go all the way. Koski with a blocker, cuts it back at the 45, caught by Clymer, break and tackle, still on his feet, and twisted down by Hunt at the 38-yard line.
Second pick of the night for Brantley Koski.
And one of the, probably the only bad read that Clymer has made tonight.
Yeah, he threw that ball right into Koski's breadbasket in the end zone, and Koski had eyes to take that 102 yards back.
And if it wasn't for the hustle of Henry Clymer, he'd have done it.
Yes, he would have.
So Kennedy will have it on the Wash 38-yard line, and Jonas Pingle will come in to be the quarterback. He's a 6-foot, 185-pound senior. Hendricks Knight has done as well. As we got a new tailback in there for the Cougars. And taking it is Colton Heenish. As he will take it for about nothing. Back to the line of scrimmage. And that is it. And boy, Brantley Koski, what a night he has had.
He likes pizza, Scott. Taco pizza.
Well, we can't speak for him.
No, too early.
And Drish will get it up the middle, and Bliss will throw him down, and that will be no gain.
It's a final now from the Rock Bowl, 42-0. Xavier takes out any frustration they had on the Golden Eagles. And the report that I'm getting here says that Waller never penetrated into Xavier territory the entire game.
Wow. Well, get on the bus quick because they got to make the trip back up there next week. Third down for the Warriors. Minute 15 to play in the third quarter. Make it the Cougars, I beg your pardon. Up 42-7. Pingle will hand it off. Hienisch up the middle. 35, he's got a first down. Inside the 30 and rockets down to the 26-yard line. That'll be the 14th first down of the night for the Kennedy Cougars. More New Jerseys coming in for Kennedy. Brody Lovell will come in as a wideout. And the first string offensive line is also out for Kennedy now. Second straight week, the Cougars are going to get a lot of folks in here. Here's Hienisch, a little stop and go move up the middle. And he'll take it down to the 22-yard line, and that might be it, the final play of the quarter. They'll actually mark him at the 23 on a gain of 3. As we're going to head to the end of the third quarter. Kennedy coming to the sidelines with a big lead. Seventh-rated Kennedy, 42. Cedar Rapids, Washington, 7. We'll take a minute break, come back, have the fourth quarter for you after this here on KGYM Sports.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
When you're juggling multiple things just to get the job done, sometimes equipment on your work site sits idle or will be used for something else, like your skid steer being used as a bird bath or your excavator becoming a back scratcher. But idle equipment costs you and your work site time and money, which is why United Rentals is combining equipment, data, safety, and expertise to help your work site perform better. To learn more, visit unitedrentals.com.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Back with you as the first play of the fourth quarter. Hienisch on a run for two, and Kennedy now with a third down and 5. Turn, handoff, Hienisch starts left, cuts it back up the middle, inside the 20 and down to the, well, we'll call it the 18-yard line. Going to be about a yard short of the first down. Make that black. And I think Kennedy's going to try a field goal here.
Yes, they are.
And you never know when you're going to need this, though. And Way is going to try a 35-yard field goal attempt.
From the exact dead center of the field between the hashes.
Wind coming from right to left here. High snap brought down, kick on its way, has the distance, up and no good. He hooked it though. Missed the field goal, and that will give it back to Wash with 10:41 to play here in the ball game. And we'll give you the third quarter numbers for you coming up. Kennedy with 404 yards of offense. And Washington with 162 yards through three quarters. As the Warriors will take over. With 10:41 to play on their own 20-yard line. Here's Clymer to throw. Going to throw the out and threw it over the head of Ward as a Cougar was in there, Bartles. Kennedy bringing more fresh troops in there now. Kennedy's got a lot of folks in the sidelines, though.
Well, they had a lot of practice last week getting people in and out of there, too. So sometimes that can be a little bit of a fire drill, but not tonight.
Clock continues to run, 9:50 to play. Shotgun snap, inside handoff to Hunt. He busts through, 25 to the 30, first down and more, 35. And brought down at the 36-yard line by Divion Ogletree.
Another good hard run by Mr. Hunt. He's had some nice breakaways tonight.
And Hunt only had 19 carries and 99 yards coming into the game tonight. First and 10 at the 38-yard line, and Sherman thought it was on two when it was on three. And he committed the false start. That will back Washington up five. Warriors will drop to 0-6, but three winnable games to close out the year.
There are brighter days ahead after this night.
Shotgun snap, Clymer throws it to Ross Carr, and he's covered up nicely right away for a loss of a couple. Good job by the backups over there for Kennedy. As coming up to make the stop was Ben Hager, was over there.
No shortage of bodies on this Kennedy varsity roster. That tells you that the battle for the second position here to get out here in situations like this is pretty intense.
Second down, 17. Inside handoff to Hunt. Starts up the middle, kicks to the outside, still on his feet. And Ogletree pushes him out of bounds, close to the first down. Going to be a little bit short, though, as he'll take it out at about the 44-yard line. On a pickup of 13. We'll talk to Brian White coming up after the ball game. With Jeff Moss on the sideline. Have the Get You Ready for the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. Prairie on top, 21-14 over Hempstead. Here's Clymer's throw outside, caught by Ward. Starts up the field, blockers in front, and the football jarred away, loose, and Kennedy's got it. Ward took a big lick. Slow to get up, and Kennedy's got it. Recovered by Colton Loveland at the 46-yard line of Washington.
That was a vicious hit.
And that was the first catch of the night for Mason Ward. And Kennedy will have it with 7:49 to play. As we'll have a look at all the stats coming up after the ball game as well here tonight. First and 10, Cougars. Pingle turns and hands it off. And that carry goes to Ronald Black, 5'8", 170-pound senior. As Black will go for three. Well, you can look forward to Kennedy Bettendorf now.
I think that is going to be one that I will think about every day for the next week, Scott.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Pingle under center. Gets a snap, hands it off. This is Heenish. Tries to spin away from a tackler, couldn't do it. And Sherman and Thurman on the tackle there. They combine as a hit made right at the line of scrimmage. And we'll get to see Mr. Bay Bowie next week.
Yes, the transfer in from Moline.
Across the river. And has been a big, big runner for Bettendorf.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times on huddle, and he's a very physical young man, got quick feet, good moves, really a package running back.
6:15 to play in the ball game, a third down and seven for the Cougars. And Pingle will toss it out to Black, turns it up at the hash marks, 40 and down to the 38-yard line. Going to pick up five, but going to be shy of the first down as he's brought down by Westmoreland. And Kennedy's going to punt. For the first time tonight, we'll see Vandersee.
He's been kind of lonely.
Well, Cedar Falls didn't punt last night till the last minute of the game. Vandersee gets it away. A knuckleball kick will go into the end zone.
Yep, just kind of sent that one over to Trinity Lutheran School.
5:35 to play here in the ball game. And Wash will have it at the 20-yard line.
But the continuous clock rolling here, so even in the change of possession, the clock is ticking down.
They'll play a JV game tomorrow morning, I hear. That's what the subject of the midweek, the rare midweek phone call was about between Mo Blue and Brian White. Wash going back to that tackle outside look. They'll hand it to Hunt up the middle. Starts that way, kicks it outside, got some room, 40. And pushed out of bounds, just shy midfield. At the 49-yard line, as he will go for 29. As Packabear pushes him out of bounds. Hunt having a good night. 53, he's over 100 yards now. 112 yards, and now Kennedy's going to get a timeout. And Brian White says, we got a lot of guys here that have not seen this. We'll take a timeout, 4:36 to play in the ball game. Kennedy 42, Washington 7, back in a minute here on KGYM.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cooler weather is around the corner, and our AutoZone Rewards program is here to help you get your ride ready for those fall drives. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times, which means you'll have more to spend on great deals, just like this one. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an SDP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. After the timeout, Wash will stay with that look with the tackle outside. They'll throw it to Sherman. Kennedy over there, and they defense it well. As coming up to make the stop for the Kennedy Cougars, Quentin Ellis, 5'9", 160, outside linebacker. As Sherman goes for three. And we got a penalty flag down. Here's Hunt, and it's going to be motion on Washington.
Well, one of their tackles,
yes,
outside of the hash marks on the far side of the field wasn't on the line of scrimmage.
And went early.
And he jumped.
We've got to figure out a name for this. Jeff Moss, get working on it. Find out a name. We got to find out a name for this formation. The tackle outs or something like that. I don't know. Again, the three-man line, Hunt starts up the middle. Got room, 50, nice cutback, still on his feet, 40, and down into Kennedy territory to the 38-yard line. Wash got something here. Because you, with 3:35 to play, not you create space for your running back, and you can throw that out pattern. Here's Clymer throwing the out, Bjornson on the catch, but right there, taken down by Ronald Black.
Well, they're going to have to hurry because this continuous clock is dwindling in a hurry.
As Bjornson with his fifth catch, he's got a touchdown catch tonight. Second and 15. Yeah, we're coming up on 3 minutes to play in the ball game.
Wash trying to get some substitutions on the field. It's preventing them from getting lined up and calling a play.
Shotgun. Three-man front, throw out in the flat, catch made by Bjornson again, and shifts his way up to about the 41-yard line for a pickup of three. And third down coming up here for Cedar Rapids, Washington. 2:37 clock moving, 42-7 Kennedy.
So Hempstead came back and tied it up out to John Wall Memorial Field at 21. And then Prairie just went ahead, 28-21 with a minute 40 to go.
Clymer throwing deep and overshot Sherman, incomplete. Kind of Prairie needs that win.
Yes, they do. That is such a competitive district that they can ill afford to go down. They still have Cedar Falls ahead.
At the Dome.
Yeah, at the Dome. And Jefferson next week, you never know what the Jayhawks might have in store for them. So, yeah, they've got a tough row yet.
That was a third down. It brings up fourth down and 12. Under two to play in the ball game for Wash. Ross Carr out to the left side. They'll go with the regular offensive look here. On fourth down, here's Clymer. He throws the out, it's caught. Strom 35 to the 30. To the sideline, 20 and out of bounds with a first down.
But the clock will not stop.
Gonna be a pickup of 20. And Strom's third catch of the night as we're down to a minute 20. Wash would love to get another point or two on the board. We're going to have a false start on the Warriors. Eight penalties now in Washington. And another hallmark of a young team.
They're going to have to hurry now because that clock is getting very close to going under a minute.
Warriors still have all three timeouts. Five-man front, back to it. Clymer gets the snap, rolls to the left side, guns the far sideline. Ross Carr tightropes the sideline with a catch at the 17-yard line. That's pickup of eight. But clock keeps ticking. 46 seconds to play, 45. Trips to the right side, rolling that way. Clymer floats it for the end zone. Juggled, and it is caught.
Yep, that's a TD.
Strom with the touchdown on a 17-yard catch.
I think he juggled that a little, didn't he, Jeff?
I think he did juggle that. Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sideline. Nice catch, though.
Yeah, very nice catch. A little bit of a juggle, but was able to corral his hands underneath the ball while going to the ground. If there were instant replay, it would have been upheld by review.
Oh, thank you. We need that in the high school game. Here's the extra point try. It is up and good with 33 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll take a minute break, come back with a kickoff after this. 42-14, Kennedy on top. Back after this on KGYM.
Cooler weather's around the corner, and our AutoZone Rewards program is here to help you get your ride ready for those fall drives. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times, which means you'll have more to spend on great deals, just like this one. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Attention, the following may contain spontaneous reactions to something surprisingly delicious, also known as the vocal phenomenon, woo.
McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
Tender, juicy, all white meat chicken.
Woo!
Covered in a smoky.
Woo!
Mouth-watering.
Woo!
Barbecue sauce. So delicious, one bite will make you go, admit it, you just wooed a little bit. McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich. Flavor that makes you go, woo! At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. See if the Warriors attempt an onsider here with 33.2 to go. Your friends on your phone are coming up with all sorts of great nominations for the name of this Warrior formation where the tackles go out flanked wide. Some good ones.
Yes. One in homage to their head coach, Mo Blue. This is called the Mo Receivers Formation, which I give a lot of credit for some good sense of humor to that one.
33.2 to go. And Warriors will get ready for their Thursday nighter next week against Davenport Central. Here's the approach and the kick. It'll be a pooch kick. And we'll take a bounce straight up in the air and falling on at the 27-yard line. And Kennedy will take a knee, and that will probably do it for our ball game tonight. And
happy homecoming for the Cougars.
Yep. And Kennedy will go to 5-1 and 2-0 in district play. And unless Burlington pulls off the upset of the century, we'll get us ready for probably the district championship game next week between Kennedy and the Bettendorf Bulldogs here at Kingston. Bettendorf was here last Friday night.
Yes, they were.
They're not a stranger here to Kingston. Victory formation for the Cougars. And Pingle will take a knee, and that will do it. As the clock will tick down, and Kennedy will get the victory tonight over Washington, 42-14. Here in this one, we'll get a word from Brian White coming up after the handshakes here. We'll take a two-minute break and come back and have the postgame for you right after this here on KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall. Or call us at 319-395-9834.
Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
The College Football Podcast with Herbie and Pollock.
We talk about teams that are in a conference, being willing to play those high-profile games. If you compete and you don't embarrass yourself, to me, how does that hurt you? The willingness to play a big-time opponent, how can you not say that about Notre Dame? Playing in Athens, they're not into moral victories, but to me, I walk away more impressed by Notre Dame than saying, same old Notre Dame.
Listen and subscribe to the College Football Podcast with Herbie and Pollock wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, the Kennedy Cougars with a win. Let's go down to Jeff on the sideline. Jeff, around 360 yards of rushing tonight for Kennedy.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. Coach Brian White, Coach, looking at your team coming in tonight after a big win last week and actually two wins in a row, do you think this is the most complete game all the way around in all facets that your team has played so far this year?
Well, I think that first series that we gave up the touchdown to their ones, that, you know, that was a little disappointing. I know they did some things that we haven't prepared for, but hopefully you have a good enough defense and a good enough team that can adjust quickly on the fly. So that aspect was disappointing. I think all other aspects of the game we were pretty happy with, though. You know, the touchdown at the end, that was, you know, against kids that need to play. And, you know, threes and fours, and I'm glad they got a chance to play because that's building for the future. So, you know, there's some things that we need to fix with that first group, just being able to adjust on the fly. But other than that, I thought, you know, we did a pretty good job tonight.
You talked in the pregame with Scott about, you know, you guys run the ball so well, you don't have to throw it a lot. Well, 340 on the ground tonight, that's going to get the job done against most teams.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's the thing we keep going back to. If you're averaging 10 yards a run, what difference does it make if you're throwing the ball down the field or running it down the field? The bottom line is, do you put points on the board? And, you know, when you go back to the Valley game and they had nine guys in the box and we still ran for 300 yards. So whatever it takes to get, you know, the scoreboard to light up, that's what we're going to do.
You know, we talked at halftime, Brantley Koski, you know, Kayron Hendren had a great game, but you know, I don't know what it is, but every single time the lights are on, Brantley Koski in number 7 shows up.
You know, Brantley is just a heck of a football player, and it's not just on the defense side of the ball. He's a heck of a corner, but he's also good on offense side and on special teams. You know, he's one of those guys that doesn't say a whole lot. He doesn't want the spotlight. He doesn't ask for a lot of attention, but he sure is nice having him on your team.
Absolutely. Coach, you know, a couple weeks ago, back before the Valley game, you talked about in this state, there are helmets. There's a V and an orange V on one. There's a white D on another. And when you think about another school, there's just bet on the side. And they come here next Friday night. You played down there last year against them, and this is a huge game in the district. But this is another opportunity against one of those perennial 4A powers, and it's been that way for decades.
Yeah, and they're a dynasty, and they're going to come in here, you know, with the swagger that they have and this the swagger that they've earned over the years. And we need to figure out a way to beat one of those elite teams. And I think we got a group that can line up toe-to-toe. Obviously, we're not scared to line up against teams. They present some problems. You know, they have a pretty good tailback. I think up front, it's going to be a heck of a matchup. You know, they got big boys, we got big boys, and, you know, that's going to be one of those games that's going to come down to the fewest mistakes. So that's something we have to correct from, you know, the Valley game. We had some mistakes, and we've got to correct that next week and make sure we don't have any. But, you know, it's going to be a heck of a night, heck of an atmosphere. The kids are going to be ready to go, and I'm sure, you know, Bettendorf's going to be ready to go.
Two great teams. We're going to see a couple of good running backs.
You know, and it could be for the district title, too, and who's going to host a, you know, home field playoff game. And so there's so much on the line.
Coach, have a great JV game tomorrow morning. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you back here next Friday.
Thanks. Sounds good.
All right. Brian White, head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, as they get the victory tonight, and the Bulldogs come to town next Friday.
Yes, they do. Thank you, Jeff. Great job on the sidelines again in this one here tonight. And it was a 7-7 game midway through the first quarter, John, but Kennedy made some adjustments defensively. Credit Washington for coming out with something unusual. And then the Kennedy Cougars got that running game going, big plays when they needed it on defense, did a great job as far as the offense is concerned, and ended up with 42 points tonight and over 300 yards rushing.
You know, Wash just, they made it fun for us tonight in that first half anyway. They made it fun for themselves. They had a great week of practice. They had a good scheme coming in. And they, you know, threw a little wrench into the works here tonight. Just a little tiny bit of a scare for Cougar faithful. But, you know, there's better things ahead for these the Washington young team here. They're going to be back. They're going to finish off with three winnable games in the next 3 weeks. And then watch out in the next couple of years, because this Wash team, they're going to come, folks. The Washington faithful, hang in there, okay? Stick with your young kids. But this night belonged to the Kennedy community. Happy homecoming for the Cougars, and just the juggernaut keeps on rolling for Brian White. You know, this Kennedy team doesn't have many weaknesses, and they're going to have a good week of practice for Bettendorf, going to present a great challenge, and boy, it's going to be fun to be here and call that game next Friday night, Scott.
Yeah, it will be, and it will be an amazing game. It should be for that one between the Bulldogs and the Cougars coming up next week. Let's give you the final stat rundown as we have it. Total yardage tonight for Kennedy, 425 total yards for the Cougars, 285 for the Washington Warriors in this ball game here tonight. Total yards for Kennedy, 425. On the ground, 375 yards tonight. Led by Caron Hendricks, 17 carries, 174 yards, and two scores. Max White, 12 carries. He had 74 yards and two touchdowns. Brantley Koski, 3 carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown. Drish, 2 carries for 26. Hainish had 6 carries for 19. Black had 2 carries for 8 in the ball game. Passing tonight, Max White, 4 of 6, 50 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Koski with 2 catches for 40 yards and a score. Fluhop caught one, and Drish caught one as well. Kennedy with 14 first downs, penalized 4 times for 30 yards, 1 sack, and 1 turnover in the game. Washington tonight, 285 total yards, very balanced, 137 on the ground, 148 through the air. Henry Clymer is 21 of 25 tonight for 148 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. He hit 7 different receivers in the ball game, led by Trent Strom, 4 catches, 64 yards, and the score. Max Bjornsson, check that. Clymer had 2 touchdown passes tonight. Bjornsson, 6 catches, 36 yards. He had a touchdown. 5 catches for Ross Carr for 29 yards. Bell caught 2 for 11. Sherman caught 2. Ward caught 1. And Hunt caught 1 as well. Dwayne Hunt, 10 carries, 127 yards on the ground tonight for Washington. Clymer carried it 4 times for 11. Tucker carried it 1 time for 1 yard. 11 first downs for the Washington Warriors tonight. They were penalized 8 times in the ball game for 54 yards. They had 2 turnovers in the game tonight. Third down tries, Wash was 1 of 11 tonight. Kennedy was 3 of 7 Washington, 2 out of 2 on fourth down. Kennedy was 1 out of 2. Time of possession. Kennedy, 25 minutes and 15 seconds to 22:45 for the Washington Warriors in the ball game tonight. As it was a 7-7 game midway through the first quarter. And then Kennedy made it a 35-7 game at halftime on a pass to Koski, a Koski run, a White run, and a Hendren run. Continuous clock got going on a Hendren 22-yard run to make it 42-7. And then Wash scored in the last minute on a climber to Strom. 17-yard touchdown pass. And Kennedy gets the win in this one here tonight by a score of 42-14. We're going to take a final two-minute break, come back, and wrap things up. Have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. And get you ready for next week when we return to Kingston. After this, you're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Pros like you start with Lowe's to find the top brands like First Alert, BRK, and Energizer. First Alert has been protecting homes for over 6 decades, so you can be sure you're installing peace of mind. Shop Lowe's today and save $10 on a First Alert 10-year battery, smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with voice and location now just $49.97. And for crisp daylight and dark spaces, pick up an Energizer Vision Performance metal flashlight for $10 less, now $19.98, batteries included. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, valid through 10-9 U.S. only.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium, the Bob Brooks Press Box here as we wrap things up after this Kennedy 42-14 victory over the Washington Warriors here tonight. We'll get you to Jeff Downing and the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard coming up. They're still playing down at Trojan Field, and Linmar looks like they're going to win that big game down there. They're ahead 28-12 in the fourth quarter with Ryan and Gary bringing that game to you.
Lions want to get in the driver's seat.
And they definitely are in the front seat. They might not be in the driver's seat, but they might be in the passenger seat.
They won in it, though.
And they are getting ready to maybe take that district crown. We'll see for Paul James and the Lions. That's a big win tonight, though.
Sure is. Really,
if they win.
If they finish off the game, that's right. But really nice for them having Marcus Orr back. That's just been a great shot in the arm for the Lions.
Indeed, and we'll have that score and others coming your way with Jeff Downing here in just a little bit on the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard for you. We need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game, brought to you by Happy Joe's. Thanks to the Barks and everybody at Happy Joe's for helping us out. We do appreciate that, and I think you're going to get your wish finally.
Defensive player?
Well, yes, but a guy you really like admire.
I have all season long. Well, going back to last season, I've been on the Brantley Koski bandwagon. I just think the kid's clutch. I think when you need to have a big play, whether it's on offense or defense, I mean, he's always there. Johnny on the spot finds a way to get the job done.
2 touchdowns, could have been 3 tonight for Brantley Koski.
2 interceptions.
Touchdown receiving, touchdown rushing, and the interceptions, as you talked about. So good job by that senior.
Not the first time he has been our Happy Joe's player of the game, but very deserving for that young man tonight.
Yeah, so congratulations to Brantley Koski. He is tonight Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. And gets us ready to talk about next week. Two games on Thursday, two games on Friday, just like this week. Our final Thursday nighter next week of the season will be right back here in Kingston, as it'll be these Washington Warriors taking on the Blue Devils of Davenport Central. Wash has got three winnable games.
Yeah, it's time. Wash knows that they can win out here and finish this season at 3-6 after, you know, 0-4 for the first six. And I tell you what, if they continue in the next week to make the progress we've seen, they're going to get their first win next Thursday night.
Yeah, this was night and day from the last time we saw Washington.
Well, they've got some people back that were not able to play. Their youth is coming along so quickly now, and they're trusting their coaches, and the coaches in turn are keeping them positive. There's just, for an 0-6 team, Scott, I mean, you got a lot of good feelings about this Warrior unit.
You do, and we'll see them against the Blue Devils coming up on Thursday night. Big game on the South Gym next Thursday night as well, as it'll be Clear Creek and Manna heading to Brady Street to take on Assumption, and a big one in that Class 3A district. And then two good ones next Friday night for you. John, Jeff, and I will be right back here at Kingston, as it'll be Kennedy and Bettendorf coming your way next Friday night, probably for the district championship in this 4A district. And then the South Gym and the North Gym will be on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 next week. Regina and North Lynn, and those two right now are battling it out. Probably Regina will take on Dyke in New Hartford in the final game of the year. North Lynn went up to Dyke last week, and the Wolverines kind of had their way a little bit, but probably the winner of Regina and North Lynn will keep their playoff hopes going.
That'll be a fun game, and Will, you're going to be able to hear both Northern Lynn County and Central Johnson County in the same time.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up next week for you right here on KGYM, and really looking forward to Bettendorf and Kennedy next week. Two traditional programs. You got Bettendorf, like Jeff talked about. When you think about Eastern Iowa, they're one of the two or three that you think of right out of the chute, and then Kennedy's trying to put themselves into that position to be with Bettendorf. And we'll see if they can take that next step next week.
You know, there's so many reasons that both these teams will be hungry. You look at Kennedy, they had a chance to beat the number one ranked team in the state in West Des Moines Valley and just kind of let them slip away at the end there. But they feel like they're right up there with the Blue Bloods in the state. You got Bettendorf that lost a one-pointer, was it, to Cedar Falls. And so they feel like they're right there on the edge with the number two team in the state. They almost had them. So, you know, there's so many reasons, not to mention home field advantage for the first round of the playoffs that's at stake here. It's just going to be a classic matchup, and it's going to be the three of our privilege to bring it to you.
Yeah, that'll be next week. Last year it was a rainy and lightning-filled night at Tuvel, and it didn't go well for the Cougars, and we'll see if they can exact some revenge. And, of course, who could forget prior to that, the last time they met was in the semifinal. A few years back up at the Dome with Sean Beyer and Dallas Jacobus in that group.
Cougars came out on top in that, got to play the championship game. Bettendorf is, they're talking a lot, I'm sure, about getting back to the championship game. It's been a while since the Bulldogs represented the eastern half of the state in the state championship game.
Yep, and so Bettendorf and Kennedy next Friday night here on KGYM. Guys, have a great week, and we'll do it again on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, great job.
Of next week. Big thanks as well back to Zach Schmitz in the studio. Thanks for all his help. Thanks to all our great sports-minded boosters, and thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast of this one here tonight. For Jeff Moss, for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank. Our final score here tonight, number 7, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 42, Cedar Rapids, Washington 14. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM as we send you back to our studios in Eastern Iowa High School Football scoreboard right after this timeout.